welcome to another episode of If Lands Could Kill. I'm Knife City.
And this is Hot Sauce.
And that's it for the episode.
Now.
That's it for the episode.
See you later, guys.
We are out of here. yeah, we're missing Sun Crow. Hopefully he's going to show up in a little bit. We're having a bit of an off recording day. It is, God bless you.
Thank you.
Saturday morning, early in the a.m., start the day off right with some burritos and rock stars. That is how we do it. But this is the first time we've recorded in a month and a half?
Yeah.
Something like that. Why?
It's literally been like 6 weeks.
Why would somebody do something like that?
We're just shitty people.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that people are going to see this episode, you know, got posted and go, oh, they're not gone forever.
Yeah,
that's good.
Probably.
And then our listener base is going to be cut down, like, by 50%, probably.
I'm going to burn it all down.
I'm going to burn it all down. Good timing. Good timing. what's up with that guy?
I don't know. No one cares anymore, I don't think. Well, So, what's his name? I don't know, Jeremy
from Unsleeved Media.
Poop Face.
Is that this guy in this whole controversy from, like, 3 months ago or something like that? And I did see that he got, what did he get? His Patreon got,
They cut it?
They cut it out. They're like, you are banned from Patreon. So they got banned from, like, the DCI number got, like, banned, and then...
And then didn't YouTube...
And YouTube's still on YouTube, but okay. I'm sure he just keeps not getting...
Not monetized or something?
Yeah, something like that. And then Patreon, that happened too, and that's kind of... I mean, you know.
So, I mean, we haven't recorded. We actually recorded an episode about the controversy, and we didn't end up posting it, because that's... It's not what we're about,
no,
baby.
It's not really what we're not political, and we're not really into drama stuff. You come here to just relax.
Get away from all that. But, yeah, no one's heard of him. I blocked, like, anytime any of his fucking followers would post shit, like, on Morrow's Twitter or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh, sweet, another person to block.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just don't see any of those people anymore.
So you're saying you don't follow Trump on Twitter?
I did for a while.
Yeah.
Just, you know how you want to watch something so you can hate it more?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was for.
No, it's like the Howard Stern thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then so I ended up blocking him because I don't want to see that. And it got to a boiling point where I was like, oh, my little pony. No, it got to a point where I was like, I just don't want any more negativity on Twitter, like, so I blocked him.
It's pretty tough, though.
Yeah, it
is. As adults, it now is tougher to ignore, because we have less things going on. It's not like our days are super busy, and, like, we have shit to do from fucking 7 a.m. till 2 in the morning, like we did when we were teenagers and young 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like, oh, we have, like, adult freedom and just kind of can hang around the house in my underwear all day or whatever, and then you're just, like, browsing the phone and... What train wreck's going on today?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's so, the thing. It's like...
Not just him. Just like in general. Just like
the
world fighting with each other, you know?
So I was on Twitter last night. I find myself... So with YouTube, you know about the YouTube hole. You know, you go down, you click a related video, and pretty soon you're like...
Then you finally end up on like Watch Mojo, and you're like, I don't want to watch Mojo.
No, not at all. So I do the same thing with Twitter where somebody makes a comment or...
that you agree or do not agree with.
Yeah, and I'm like, let me just look at this person's whole Twitter. And I start looking at their Twitter, and then I see some, like, conversation that they retweeted with somebody else, and then I go into that, and then so I'm just... It's like this hate hole. And so last night I was in the hate hole.
I can see you putting on, like, your reading glasses and just getting cozy and just... Digging in real deep. And
oh, yeah.
Talking to yourself. That's not correct.
Yeah, that's not right. So there was this guy who, you know, there was a video of, like, this sweet little boy, and he gave a, you know, they were kindergarten, I don't fucking know. Sweet little boy, he gave a Valentine to this little girl, and then she just grabbed it, and then she just, like, gave it back to him. You know, it's probably, you know, they're just like...
And you thought about when you were in, like, third grade.
Yeah.
And the same shit was happening to
you. It was
you.
Like Sandy Felger. No, but... And then this guy retweeted it, and he's like, oh, you know, this is... you know, women aren't entitled to... Or men aren't entitled to anything. Women don't owe us anything. Blah, blah, blah. you know, this is...
So he was, like, all about that chick? Like, about that little girl? Like, go you and yeah, show him?
Yeah, and people were like, dude, they're kids. Like, it's not that deep. Like, they're just awkward and they don't know what they're doing. They were just told, like, hey, go give a Valentine to fucking somebody. And then the girl was probably just, like, shy and just like, I don't know. It's just, you take it, you know? And it was just, so I was just, like, hating and reading all the comments and, like, oh, I fucking
super,
hate you.
Yeah. Super deep, dude. This is and really then, important.
Yeah, and then somebody started calling him, like, a cuck. And then I was like, oh, no, I think I'm drifting farther to that side. And so that's why I backed out of it real fast. I was like, oh, you know, like after you jerk off and then, you know, you finish and then you're like, what was I doing? It's kind of one of those moments where I was like, oh, God.
Then you blacked out for a little bit and then you saw the word cuck and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, oh, no. Get out of here. Go back and play some mobile games. Brighten my day up a little bit.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. So we were gone for a while because I got married.
You did get married.
I did get married. And
it was at a place, like a venue.
Yeah, even cake, real people.
Suits and cufflinks.
There was all such things.
A photographer,
involved.
Family was there.
You were you there?
I was there.
I forget. It was all such a blur.
No, I blacked out though.
Did you show up?
I blacked out.
Okay, good. No, Sauce was the best man.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was the best man. You are no longer the best man.
After the speech, you're just like, nope, mistake.
So, just real brief recap. Had a Nintendo-themed wedding. Everything was awesome. It was great. Jersey showed
fuck
up.
What is going on out there?
Somebody's moving trash cans outside. Jersey showed up 5 hours late and saw him for like 2 seconds.
Literally showed up like middle of, like, people were already leaving at this point.
More than half the people had left already. Yeah. But what I do want to talk about is Hot Sauce's best man speech, because I was thoroughly impressed with it. There was so many video game puns and jokes and
I talk shit about your wife.
Yeah, it was great.
Filled with everything.
All of it was amazing. And there couldn't have been more silence in the room. It was amazing.
Nobody got it. Like, you know, and then the people that did get it were in the very last table of the entire venue.
Yeah.
The very last table.
So you just heard, like, muffled snickering from far away, and that was it. I thought it was great, but it was, I reveled in the fact that you were just getting nothing. Mm-hmm. You were getting nothing.
Just gotta go for it, though.
And then so, like...
I should have just picked it up and left. I should have been like, you know what? Fuck all you guys. And fucking drop the mic. Fuck you, Corey. Fuck Elena. Fuck all of you people. I point to Colin. I'm like, you're cool. And then I'm out.
Yeah, and just get and out. So it was great because after that, the parents came up and... the parents came up and said a little something, you know, and the thing that got the biggest laugh was my dad.
Yes.
And he was like, oh yeah, you know, we're hoping for some grandkids and, you know, not the four-legged kind. And everyone just erupted in laughter. And in my mind, I was still thinking about you and I was like, man, that's got to piss him off. And some shitty joke got a laugh. And then his like,
everyone was like, fuck yeah.
And then his elaborate fucking speech that he planned for like, you know, a month or whatever, just like, nope, nothing.
Well, I was feeling extra confident when the bridesmaid or whatever, I don't even know what it is. Anyways.
It's her sister, yeah.
Maid of Honor.
Maid
right?
of Honor,
called.
Yeah.
So when she did her speech, it was like four sentences and it was done. And it was like fine.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, well... You know, that was like 20 seconds. Mine's going to be like 5 minutes. So this is going to be, you know, all right. And, yeah.
Just
yeah.
I want to get the audio from the tape.
Yeah.
And
we're
just
gonna play
put it. Yeah, put it in.
The end of this?
Yeah.
Do it.
See if we can
I don't know if I told you this, but I had a fart joke written in the speech at the end.
And then you bailed.
And I bailed on it. I bailed on it. Well, they're not laughing at this like softball stuff. They're not going to laugh at a fart joke.
That was,
I was going to talk about, like, true love and about, like, farting in front of each other and, like, other stuff like that I had this whole thing about, like, finding the right person, you know what I mean? A person that's your best friend, not just, like,
person you can fart in front of.
Yeah, person, and, like, you know, more stuff besides that.
Right.
And, I was just at the end, I'm like, I think I'm just going to bail on this. I'm going to bail on the fart joke. Because I thought if the crowd is feeling it,
yeah,
then, like, fart joke, who gives a shit? You know, if you're in a good, you got a smile on your face, you're going to be like, okay. And some people might be like, oh, that's not appropriate. And I'll be like, yeah, well, too bad, you know. You're at the wrong wedding.
Yeah.
Corey's going to think this is hilarious because I said fart.
Yeah.
I had a fucking best man speech, all right? So fuck you guys.
I was just thoroughly enjoying it. So that just, that made it great that it just, you bombed.
It's good, though, because you got to fail. And then you rise up higher. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
If they were all laughing, I'd be like, oh, I'm great. And I'd just stop working at it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. I can do any best man speech now.
Yeah, you would.
I can do stand-up comedy. Give me a Netflix special. Let's go for it.
You wouldn't try and improve yourself.
But I have to fail, and then I can make it better. Make it better.
Yeah, you can rise up again. Like, just like the Phoenix.
East County crowd, bro. They don't get it.
Yeah. Well, half of them didn't speak English.
Well, we could have had a person doing sign or something like that for me. That'd have been good, too.
That's not how Spanish works.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. You just say they don't speak English. I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, they're like mute. That's fine.
I was just joking because she's Mexican. Not anymore. So anyways, yeah, wedding was cool. Went off without a hitch. Everything was cool. The cake was really impressive.
That cake was a 10 out of 10. Possibly a 10.5 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm going to like... I was like, man, I really need to like send them like a thank you letter or something because they just fucking nailed it. It was three different levels of Mario Brothers, like, you know, the regular level, the underground level, and then like a underwater level. And then also alongside that were like the question block and then little star cubes,
yeah,
and stuff like that. So it was really
cool.
Yeah, really good. DJ fucked up. Fucked up on the entrance songs for I was only in charge of like very little in the wedding, so I was like helping decorate the centerpieces,
right,
which were all, you know, Mario Brother, Donkey Kong, and Zelda themed, and then I was in charge of the music. So what I did was I asked each of them, hey, what's your favorite regular Nintendo game? And then once I got their answer, we went on this Etsy website. You know, just a Etsy website, not the Etsy. No, but we went on the site and custom ordered cufflinks that look exactly like a regular Nintendo cartridge with the actual fucking...
the sticker on, like the game logo title,
yeah,
or whatever.
And they actually looked really...
They look legit.
Yeah, they looked a lot better than I thought they would.
Like the printing was like tight, because it was like... It was less than like a centimeter of printed paper like stuck on there, you know, but there was the resolution was good. You can actually read what the fuck it was.
Right.
Even though the shit, you needed like a jeweler's, you know, yeah, eyepiece for it.
So I was gonna use like the music from the game as the wedding parties, you know, like when they're walking into the reception and, you know, the DJ was introducing them, I was gonna use the music. So... Sauces was
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Colin was Mega Man 2.
Yeah, Peppermint Swirl was Mega Man 2. Raheem was Battletoads. Reich was, I'd never heard of this game before, Snake Rattle and Roll.
Yeah, Snake Rattle and Roll, bro.
And then my brother was Super Tecmo Bowl.
And you were?
And I was, well, we broke the mold for that one and we did what do we do? Marriage by the Descendants, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Was our
yeah.
intro song. But anyways, he kind of...
But yours was Contra on your cufflink.
Yeah, my cufflink was Contra. But the walk-in music was the Descendants. But anyways, the DJ kind of... he had them all loaded up on YouTube because that's where I found them all. And it's not like you can just like, oh, go download that song.
Well, you can download, you know, stuff off YouTube.
Yeah.
Through apps and shit.
So,
anyways.
So instead of downloading it, he just like loaded it all up and he thought he was good. And then when he went to go play, like, the first song went off, it was fine. And then when he went to go play the second song, it was just, like, stuck, like, buffering. And then, like, he didn't call the next people, and 30 seconds went by, and it was real awkward. And so, like, you know, he just, like, played whatever, and people came out. So that was the only thing that happened that was, like, oh, no. But it was fine. I didn't... He was all, like, super apologetic about it. Oh, dude, I'm so sorry, like... He explained the whole situation to me, and I was like, I don't even care. Like,
so
I'm just glad this day's over.
Going through this, though, anytime we have the wedding or any event that I'm going to recreate or something like that, you can learn from it. And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, what I'm going to do is just make one single MP3 with all the stuff cut together, and I'll time it such. So it'd be like, all right, how long does it take for you to walk out? Okay, let's call it 20 seconds per person. So I'll figure out that time, and then I'll just go ahead and have the songs back to back on one. So you just play that one song, and it does it all for you. And so when the music stops and the new music plays, the people know how to go, know how to walk out. You know what
Perfect.
I mean? I understand that, like, this is all, you know.
Are you going to be the DJ at your own wedding?
Yes, yes. Oh, so I figured, man, I can give them that, though, because I want to, that'd be cool to do a similar idea to what I got going on. So I'm like, all right, I'll do that. And so they just hit play, and then it's done. And then I can let people know, when you hear the next thing come on, that's your fucking cue. Go for it.
Start walking.
Yeah. Because I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
That's not great. But the whole venue was awesome. It was a fantastic night. But that was a bummer, you know?
Yeah, just so. Because that was one of the things I was, like, stoked about was you guys walking out. It was a surprise, or at least it was supposed to be a surprise, to you guys walk out to the music associated with your cufflinks. So, but anyways, it was funny. I posted something on Twitter a couple days before the wedding because I leave stuff till the last minute. Or it was, like, a week before the wedding. I was trying to think of, like, music that could be played during, like, cocktail hour or whatever, you know, or just during dinner. And I jokingly, I was like, leave it to the last minute, and I really wanted to play PUBG. So I said, like, man, I just want to, can I just, like, play, like, the Donkey Kong soundtrack? I just want to play PUBG. And then after I posted it, I was like, I can. This is my way. I do whatever I want. So I found, like, orchestral Donkey Kong Country soundtrack, and then, like, Mario jazz covers and everything. And, it was really good.
It was pretty great. Music was on point. It was on fleek. Dancing was good.
Yeah, dancing was great.
It was a fun time.
It was great. I'm just, the song I was most excited about was they played True Survivor. And we just fucking killed it on the dance floor.
And everyone was like, yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Even though nobody had any clue what the fuck it was.
Exactly. So, I'm sure there's other shit I want to talk about. But the next day... Oh, and for some reason, it's a tradition in my family to go to Jack in the Box after the wedding.
Yeah. Duh.
Because my parents did it. And then my brother's wife's parents did it, you know, without knowing, obviously. And then my brother and his wife did it. And then, so we ended up doing it because, like, you know, you eat dinner or whatever, but, like, you're running around, you're fucking...
You're busy.
Busy you're not, talking to people. You're not really just sitting down to have a nice, nourishing meal. So by the time everything was over, I was like, yeah, I am kind of hungry. Let's go get some fucking Jack in the Box. So the next day,
wait, I want to say about Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Late night Jack in the Box makes me feel alive.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is when I was like a teenager, we were teenagers, it would be like a stoner thing. We'd go out there, classic, right? But we'd go out there at, you know, 1 a.m. and just load up on tacos and whatever else. Yeah. And it, for some reason, if I'm working nights right now and when I get home, whatever, I stop by Jack in the Box, you know, twice so far, whatever. And at like 2 a.m. I go, man, that's kind of comforting for some reason. Like, bringing these tacos home.
Yeah.
And it just, like, it has this reminiscent of, like, being 17, 18 years old and just hanging out with your bros and everyone's just, like, filling up and you're watching Family Guy and playing, you know, Gears of War or whatever the shit was going on, Halo, you know?
Yeah.
And for some reason, it's just, like, what we always did back then. Kill ourselves with fast food is basically what I mean. Yeah, of course. So.
Or early in the morning, hungover.
Yeah, super hungover. And then
sleeping in the Jack in the Box parking lot.
Yes, which we've done a lot. Where you can't go home yet.
Because you're still, like,
you live with your family.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember that happening where my buddy drove me home after a party, and it was called, like, 4 in the morning or something like that. And I just said, dude, we can't go in. Like, we just got to sleep in the car outside my house. Like, I'm not going in the house right now. My parents, like, see me, you know, whatever. They're going to see me drunk. So, like, we just can just chill. So we woke up at like 8 a.m. in the fucking, in front of my house.
Yep.
And
like you do.
And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm starving. Let's go get some fucking Jack in the Box. So went and got Jack in the Box. Then finally we came in. You know what I mean? But,
that's how it's done.
Yeah.
So the next day, because my wife doesn't like to waste any time or have any relaxing downtime to prepare for things. The next day, we left for the honeymoon, and we went to Hawaii. Specifically, we went to Kauai for a week, and then Oahu for a week, which is very exciting.
Long time.
Yeah, long time. 2 weeks, pretty long time.
It's a long time.
People are always like, wow, when I say 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, geez.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So, do you know what they have more than anything else in Hawaii?
Homeless.
No.
Okay, hold on. Sand.
No.
Rain. Dolphins.
Chickens.
Look at all those chickens.
Exactly.
Just running around, like you're driving down the road and then you hit a bunch of chickens and
oh, yeah.
Pick them up side of the road.
Flocks of chickens. So specifically Kauai, I forget the exact story, but something to the effect of, you know, there was some chickens on the island, but they, you know, weren't in mass numbers. And then, you know, the Europeans or something fucking brought over chickens. And then they started mating with the native chickens. And the native chickens were like on the endangered species list, or like you can't kill them or something. And then so when these new chickens came over and started fucking them and having little mutant chickens, they couldn't distinguish the ones you could kill and ones you couldn't kill. So now they just
kill them all.
Well, no, then now they don't kill any of them.
Ah, oh, damn.
And so it's just flooded with chickens.
I think chickens are cute, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're great.
I don't know why. They're just fun.
So one of the souvenir I wanted for myself, they didn't have the shirt in my size, but it was a tank top, and it just had a fucking chicken and maybe like a sunset or something. And it said on the front, bird of paradise. And I was like, yeah, I want that fucking shirt.
The shirt's
now.
Awesome.
And they didn't have it my size. I was just like, I hate this place. I want to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was able to get you a little something.
I like somethings.
And like I told you earlier, I didn't tell you exactly what it was. But I did say that, you know, it's nothing big. But when I saw it, I was like, that is fantastic. Because then I can say, I can say like a one-line punchline as I give it to you.
And
so here it is. Because I know how much you love cockpicks that I wanted to give you that.
Stupid idiot. man. It's a dick pic, bro.
It's a cock pic, yeah.
It's a guitar pick, and it's got a chicken on it.
Yeah.
A male chicken.
A rooster.
It's got a rooster on there. Fuck it, hey, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's pretty nice, actually.
Yeah. I was looking at him, and then I saw that one, and I was like,
it's cockpick, dude.
That's just fucking hot sauce. That's exactly what
I have, like, picks that I have, like, lined up in, like, an area where I don't actually play them. I just have them kind of
right.
for viewing purposes.
I made the lineup.
Put that there.
Made the opening lineup.
Got some Star Wars ones there. I got some picks from, like, from concerts that, you know, you
and
can
now,
walk around.
You know what? Not only am I giving you that pick, I'm giving you that line. Because when you show it to people, you can use that line. Hey, check out my cock pic.
No, check out my cock, dude. You know? Like the real one? No, just a pic.
Yeah. So
good shit. Good shit. Thank you, sir.
So, yeah. Kauai was super chill, laid back, less developed than some of the bigger islands. I mean, sure, there's plenty of hotels and stuff, but everything was like super spread out. It seemed much less touristy than Oahu, which I'll get to in a little bit. But so everyone, I'm just going to interject some nerdy info in here. Everyone's always like, oh, man, you know, the water here in San Diego is so like murky, like it must be all the pollution. And then you go to Hawaii and it's like, oh, it's so blue and untouched by man that the reason it's not murky is because there's not as much pollution. Actually, that couldn't be farther from the truth. The reason it's murky in San Diego is because it's nutrient-rich waters. Because of the flow of the water, a lot of the decomposition and nutrients drop to the bottom, and then that bottom current brings those nutrients along the bottom of the seafloor, and then once it hits our coast, it comes up to the top. And so it's nutrient-rich, meaning a lot of microorganisms, a lot of basically fish poop, you know, fish skeletons, You know, all that good stuff. Fish zombies are delicious.
Like the Gurmag Angler?
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's great. I had it at one of the restaurants.
Yeah, Delicatessen. Yeah.
So it's a rich ecosystem. So the reason that's not the case in Hawaii is because there's not a lot of nutrients. It's lacks nutrients. That doesn't mean there's no aquatic life. It just means that's why the water's so clear. It's not as a rich environment, which is kind of good because that means there's less predators out there. You know, I mean, there's still sharks, but it's just to a lesser extent. So anyways, yeah, the water out there, fucking gorgeous.
It is ridiculous. When you get down there and you have, like, the goggles on or whatever, and you look, and you can see for, like, 200 feet, and you go like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Not
normal at all.
And so, also, like, the sand out there is way different.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure why.
It's just softer.
Well, it's just clean. There's no seaweed. That's another thing. There's no fucking seaweed to be found. You know, out here in San Diego, it's coming up on the fucking shore. You know, it touches your foot when you're out in the water and you think you're going to die because you think it's a shark. But yeah, there's nothing in the sand. There's no seashells in the sand. There's nothing. And, like, the grains feel bigger. I can only assume because it's more recent erosion. I don't know. That's my only guess.
Also, their beaches there are, like, really long. As far as, like, where the street is to, like, where the water is, I feel a lot of the beaches, there's, like, some of them are, like, 200 feet of just, like, sand before it gets to the water. Some of it's, like, normal, you know, 30 feet or something like that. But where, like, the surfers are, it's just, like, all sand. It's, like, all beach, like, everywhere. And then finally you get to the water. But you can, like, park wherever or whatever. I don't know. The same sand goes on for, like, 200 feet.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Here it's, like, 30 feet, and that's all you get. And then it goes right into, like, streets.
And a lot of the waves break on the shore over there, which is really weird. I think we only have one place over here, the Salton Sea, right?
I don't know.
Anyways.
You tell me.
Most of our waves don't break right on the fucking shore.
No.
A lot of these waves break on the shore, and then way farther out, there's also some waves breaking out there. So one beach in Kauai, it was like you walk out 10 feet and you're already like neck deep in water, which is super weird.
Really weird.
For us, it's a very even, gradual decline into water.
Yeah, you have to go out like 50 feet to not touch the bottom in a lot of cases out here.
So that was just weird. And then in Oahu, the beach we were on, because our hotel was right on the beach, you walk out and you're like, I don't know, 200 yards out, and you're still, like, armpit deep in water, and you're like, what the fuck? Do I just keep walking? Like, this can't be happening, you know?
It's just a big jacuzzi.
Yeah, just a big coozer. But we did all the, you know, touristy crap, zip lining.
How long was the zip line?
So was it
awesome?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. First time doing it. It was, like, zigzag down the mountainside.
Yeah, that's cool.
So there was one that, like, wasn't all that far, and it kind of just went from one ridge to the other.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to puss out, you could. But once you go down the second one, like, the only way you're getting down is zipline, you know, because you zipline, get off, attach to the next one, zipline down, get off, attach to the next one. So that was really cool. We did mountain tubing. There's a big property out there, old sugar plantation, and so they made, like, irrigation canals and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, and you can just run down their old irrigation canals.
Yeah, so we did that, which was awesome.
That's rad.
I mean, we just did so much fucking shit. I thought I hated coconuts my whole life. Turns out I don't. That shitty coconut flavor they put on everything is not really what coconuts taste like. Like, the meat actually tastes... It's more nutty. It's like a sweet almond. And it was fucking delicious. So it turns out I kind of love coconuts.
Coconut cream pies.
Coconut. Banana cream pie. What else? It's just so much stuff. We went on an impromptu hike on the Nepali coast in Kauai, which, I mean, those words barely mean anything to me. You know what they need over there? They need more.
When you
fucking
got to the top, you proposed again.
Yeah, they need more consonants over there. Everything is like has 40 A's and 40 U's and 20 I's.
A lot of U's for sure.
Yeah. They need consonants like a motherfucker. I think we need to import some. That'd be good business, importing consonants over there. So we did an impromptu hike over there, and, you know, it was... You ever see those videos where, like, the guy's riding on the mountain bike, and he has the little GoPro on his head?
Oh, yeah.
And he looks to the left, and there's a cliff.
Yes.
And he looks to the right, and there's a cliff. He's jumping from, like, point to point, and you're like, dude, what are you doing? You're gonna die! So part of the hike was like that, to where, like, if somebody was coming the other way, like, we're not gonna pass, and very careful, like, literally, like, the path at certain points was just, like, a foot across, you know? So, anyways, we got all the way down there, super beautiful. That particular part of the coast is, like, one of the wettest spots on Earth, because there's a lot of moisture, a lot of fog, and stuff like that. So we get all the way down there and we get back. And then when we get back, I look up the trail we went on. And it's like an unofficial trail, uh-huh. You know. And it's like, this is a dangerous trail. Definitely not for beginners. Only experienced hikers should be doing this trail. I'm like, well, we probably should have looked that up before, but we fucking made it.
Yeah, we are alive. Yeah. That would be really shitty, though. To just fall down this thing and die or break your leg or some crap like that.
Yeah.
You know.
I did take a picture with my ass out. The beautiful scenery. And then I was like, I'm going to ruin this moment and take a picture of my ass. And I did do some ballscaping while I was out there.
Mm-hmm. But that was like from your hotel room or something.
That was from the hotel
room. I was hoping
room.
It'd be more like on top of a mountain. And then you get the picture where the balls are hanging down from
the top
of the picture. But it's okay. It's okay. It still was good.
I didn't think of it
until... Beautiful balls, beautiful background.
I didn't think of it until I got to Oahu, which Oahu, we were staying in Waikiki, and that's like basically downtown San Diego, but instead of a bay, it's the ocean, and sprinkle in some Las Vegas crazies on the street, and you have Waikiki. And, you know, the rest of the island's really nice, but when we got to Waikiki, I was like, this is not what I really want. I want where we're staying in Kauai, because it was just super laid back. Not as fancy, not as many people. You know, there's a big Japanese population over there. I did not know that. It's like 40% Japanese people. So it's like, are you a tourist? Do you live here? I don't... Because over here, it's like, you know, you see a group of Japanese people walking down downtown, you're like, yeah, you guys are tourists.
Also, like, Pearl Harbor, you know, like, wasn't that long ago. They did that.
What? So they like...
The Japanese...
Yeah, so they came over in submarines and just never left?
Yeah. What's up with that? Like, you know... I don't like that. I don't like it. Get them out of here.
So we saw Pearl Harbor. That was whatever.
Japan, I mean, number one!
Pearl Harbor's cool, but we just kind of like went around to the little museums and stuff. And Mr. Crow!
Oh,
it's
God.
About damn time.
Commander?
I hate you guys. It's good to see you guys.
You bringing up beer for me?
No, that's my last one. I don't have any money.
Fucking
now.
Guy, dude. This.
Got any pocket,
idiot.
Got any pocket dogs?
I mean, I would have brought one, but I just ate. So, like, you know, I wouldn't plan on being here that long.
Okay.
Nice.
Check out my cock pic.
I like it. That's a handsome cock.
Thank you.
Is this even on? You guys even connect me? You guys are dicks. And just...
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Wait to find out next week.
Yeah. Oahu was cool. We did an escape room while we were over there.
Heard about that.
And did you escape?
No, we didn't. We failed. Because she was like, let's pick...
Oh, blame her. Blame her.
Yeah, I am going to. She's like, let's pick one of the hardest ones. I'm like...
We haven't
done one of these before.
No,
we don't even know what to do.
That's very cocky of her.
Yeah. And she's like, no, we're doing the hardest one.
Overly
like,
confident.
Right, whatever. And I guess this one only had like a 20% success rate or something like that, you know? I was like, all right, whatever.
Are we smarter than 80% of the people that are willing to try this? Not, you know.
Yeah, not of the world.
Yeah.
But.
Well, no, but it's even higher than the world.
Yeah, so apparently, you know, we're not as smart. But it was cool. Never done one before.
Lay out the scenario.
So,
were you tied up in a chair blindfolded and you had to escape from there first?
Naked?
No, that was the hotel.
Like room. The warehouse?
No. So it was, we were in a spy agency and one of the spies, like...
Boring!
Was a double agent and he killed, like, another spy, so okay. We had to figure out
which okay, there's murder, that's good. Yeah, I'm in.
So anyways, we spent, like, the first couple minutes, like, just looking around the room, like...
Just sitting on your phones,
playing
Flappy Bird.
Yeah. Like, we have no idea what to do. And, you know, eventually I looked in, like, some binoculars, and they were, like, you know, plastic shitty kid binoculars. But there was, like, numbers written on the end. Okay, and then we used that to find a combination and so on and so forth. I don't know. I was pretty impressed because, like, there was, like, a fake fireplace. And then once we went and figured out a bunch of stuff, one of the combinations, like, opened the fireplace, and I crawled through the fireplace and went and opened the door on the other side. And then in that room, there was, like, a coat rack, and you were supposed to find certain things, like a coat, a purse, and then something else. And then you were supposed to hang them. There was, like, five things, and you're supposed to hang them on three of them. And then when you hung them on three of them, like, on the side, this little door opened up, and, like, there was a key there. And so it was just like, wow, this is more elaborate than I thought it was going to be.
Good.
But, yeah, we totally failed. After it was over, the chick came out, and she's like, yeah, you guys were about, like, 80% the way through with it.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So my chick's, like, a little on the competitive side, and so she was getting kind of, like, bossy and mean. When we were trying to, like, figure it out, I was like, hey, we're supposed to be having fun. Like, you're getting a little too into this. Like, settle down.
Was it just you two?
Yeah, it was just us two, which was pretty cool. So anyways, we want to try one over here.
Yeah.
Too. So.
There's one I did.
There's, like, a shitload over here.
Yeah, the one I did, there was four different ones in the same building. And that was just, like, one of the areas to do it in. So I'm sure there's, like, a lot more. But we did the easiest one.
Yeah.
So that was fine. Because it was, like, fairly easy.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a whole lot of like deep thinking in it. It was more just finding the next piece and then just using that next piece to find the piece after that. And that's all it really was. There wasn't anything too crazy. So.
So yeah. We went up to the North Shore, where all the big waves are. There was like the World Series of Surfing competition was going on up there, but it had ended the day before we got there. Because of they called it on weather conditions or something like that, but there's still surfers out there.
It's too beautiful out here.
Yeah, there's still surfers out there.
And didn't it rain when you got there, like the first 2 days?
In Kauai, it's like the wettest of the islands, so it's like always like
moist.
Yeah, it is moist, but it rains for like 10 minutes and then it goes away. But the last 2 days we were in Kauai, it just rained almost like 80% of the time we were there. So yeah, in Oahu, I would suggest going to Kauai because Oahu is more developed and a lot of super touristy. Like where we're staying, there were just hordes of tourists all the time, and I was just like, "That's not what I want."
But that's what you were.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Did you have to read your book?
I did read my book on the beach. It was very nice, very pleasant.
Did you get through it?
No, I didn't get to. I've already read it once, so I was just like rereading it again.
Oh, you're talking about Red Harvest?
Oh, that book. No, I was reading a different book.
Oh, no, I don't care about that book.
Yeah, I was reading about how to kill horses and make glue out of them.
A trade we should all know.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
Survival
it's
stuff.
It's knowledge. It's sticky.
Knowledge.
Yeah, I can't really think of any of the other cool stuff. I know I should have wrote stuff down, but... Whatever, that was a long enough intro. I'm just glad to be back. Like, after a week and a half, I was like, man, I kind of just want to, like, come home. Because, like, you know, you feel like you need to make the most of your time over there and do something every single minute of every day. I mean, we did have beach days here and there, but I was just super glad to be home. And yeah.
What they talk about, like, everybody wants, like, needs a vacation from their vacation once they get home.
Yeah, luckily I had the 2 days off. My chick, we got in at midnight, and my chick had work at 5 in the morning.
Didn't plan that out right.
No, she did plan it out to get, like, maximum vacation time. So I was like, whatever.
Okay.
Luckily,
that's great. But
luckily,
like,
for the next,
not gonna want to go to work when you get back.
Yeah, for the next 2 days, I was able to just play PUBG and lay on the couch and hang out with my dogs, which was amazing.
Dude, the vacation from the vacation is really important. If you have, if you're going out for 3 days, just have that fourth day just be open so you can just unwind from whatever the hell is going on. Because that sounds really terrible to go home, get like 3 hours of sleep and go to work. Reality just slap you right in the fucking face. I don't think so, dude.
Yeah. And 2 weeks
ago. Did you laugh at her when she left?
Well, when we were going to, when she was going to sleep, I was like, that sucks for you. I'm going to stay up and play video games. But, yeah, 2 weeks was a little much. Next time, maybe just, like, a week and a half.
How was that plane ride?
You know what? I'm not that well-versed in on planes. I've only really been on one trip where I had to fly. So I was, like, not looking forward to this. It was, like, 5 to 6 hours, depending on the weather. But I didn't mind it all that much. It wasn't that bad. You know, I kind of took a little snooze, watched the Tom Segura stand-up special. I
haven't seen it yet.
It was great.
I'm trying to force my chick to watch it, but she just... she it's the point where I can't watch it without her because she'll murder me with this little shank right here in my hand.
Yeah.
And, but we're not together. I'm working nights and she works days. So, like, I leave for work before she gets home from work. So all I do is I see her creepily when I come in the house at 2 a.m.
Right.
You're good at creeping.
Yeah, I'm really good at creeping. So I get in there and then I, you know, I make her give me a hand job while she's sleeping. And then that's, like, the only interaction we have together.
Of course.
So, I mean, what more do you need?
I told her that, by the way, and she's just like, that's gross. I'm like, it's not really gross. It's more just like totally creeper, like, go to jail shit.
And that's what you're handing. Well, you're
like, you're just going to gross? I'm like, that's not, it's, yeah, that's just like relationship shit. Yeah, it's not like, gross giving
like,
a hand.
Sorry your hand's sticky in the morning, but it's more like
you're unconscious and I'm raping you. That's the worst part. It's not, rape is not gross. Rape is just awful.
my chick kind of gave me permission to, like, hey, you know, yeah, whatever, when I'm sleeping. I was like, all right.
So you have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have.
Fuck yeah. Why wouldn't you? Especially if you got permission.
I'm jealous right now.
Okay, so.
I tried, but she's like halfway and like smack me. Like, God damn it.
Side note. Side story.
This is full note. I don't have an intro. Let's just go for it.
One time I was using her hand while she was sleeping.
To finger my butt.
Yeah. And she woke up with pink eye. No. So.
Dirty Sanchez mustache.
She woke up in the middle of it. I pretended I was sleeping, and then
she was the one.
And
like,
then she was like, "What?
Dream jacking?"
Yeah. And then so her like waking up, quote unquote, woke me up, and I was like, "What? What? What are you doing?" So still to this day, she thinks she was dream jacking me. And I think after that was the conversation of, yeah, well, what if, you know, something happens while you're sleeping? She's like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, well, okay then. So
I love that she still thinks she was dream jacking. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good way to play it off. Good move. Good move.
Yeah. It was more.
She's talented, dude.
Yeah, she is. It was more for laughs. Just like the time I told her I was a porn star and she believed it for like a year. Like, not like a star, but I was definitely like in an amateur film. Because there was...
Everyone knows porn.
I felt... Oh my god.
Getting a little too excited there.
I did find like
Mike
a...
fell.
I did find like a 15-second clip. You know, like back in the day on a... Napster or whatever, and the guy looked exactly how I looked in high school, like this, almost the same hair, like hairy chest, you know, pretty skinny because I was skinny in high school, not anymore, and like the same dick too, the same dick and balls.
Got,
you know,
like real detail on how much you looked at this guy.
Yeah,
you can find it. Well, we're gonna have it in the show notes.
It was my double. And so anyways, I saved the clip because I thought it was funny. And then like years later, you know, this was like 10 years later, my chick started going out. And I was like, oh yeah, hey, I was...
I love that 10 years later it spun to mind, like, wait a second, this will be funny.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, on my computer, and I was like, oh, I can totally pull this off. So I told her, I was like, yeah, I got, like, you know, $100 for being in the film or whatever, and, you know, and so she, like, totally fell for it, and I totally made up this whole backstory about how, you know, I knew some chick, and she
went... What was your name in the movie?
I don't remember what I said. But anyways, it all fell apart. A year after I told her, I was telling her sister... I was trying to convince her sister that I was in a porno, but she was asking all the tough questions, and I fucked up, and she's like, so how, you know, how did you get into it? I was like, oh, this girl I knew, you know, she was in the industry, and she asked me if I wanted to be in a film, and she's like, well, what was the girl's name? And I was like, Veronica, and that's her name. So I blanked so bad. I was just like staring at that's like if I was looking at you and you asked me what her name was, and I'm like, Jace. And then that's when it all fell apart. And my girlfriend was right there, and I was like, yeah, I lied to you for a year, and you fell for it, you know. I don't think I've ever told that story on the cast.
No, you have not.
No, never. That's a good fantastic. One. Well, she's dumb for thinking that.
Yeah.
You'd ever be hired for something.
Like that. I know, right?
She's dumb for thinking that she was dream jacking you. Come on, let's be honest. It's pretty obvious she was the one putting her hand on your dick.
There's a reason she's still around.
It's all good stuff.
Yeah,
this is all fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it's fine. I once got offered $500 to strip at a bachelorette party when I was like 18.
And why didn't you?
Because the girl, it was like, I didn't like her. The girl that, like, it was a coworker that was having a, and she was like into me. I could already tell from just like working together. And then she threw this thing on me, and I'm just like, it's not that I'm against it. It's just like, I don't want to dance for you.
Like
whatever your friends are. I don't know who that is, but I already
you
have
show
an idea.
Up and it's just like her.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Dance boy.
And I'm like, $500. Okay. Yeah. No, I wouldn't get that offer anymore.
No,
not
no,
even
no.
Like an old folks home or something.
You would have to pay $500.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're like, oh my God, put your clothes back on. There's double.
How's there so much hair? Yeah,
so much hair.
One last thing I want to talk about. So for my bachelor party, I didn't talk about that. We'll talk about that next time since soaking up all this extra time.
Talk about it now. Who gives a fuck?
Okay, bachelor party.
Not like some huge thing.
Hot Sauce was in charge of throwing it. He just told me, we're going to pick you up at 5:50 in the morning, and you won't be home until midnight. And then I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
5:15. If you're fucking late, I'll be mad.
Yeah, and you were late.
Well, I had to pick up,
Peppermint Swirl. So,
I had to pick up everybody, basically.
I show up. Him and Peppermint Swirl.
Jersey was there.
Him and Pep Sweezy are in the car. And then we go pick up Reich. And then we go, like, towards the downtown area. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And
what'd you think?
I had no clue. I just had clue. Yeah. Big old dumbs.
No, but Reich gave shit away because he's a fucking idiot.
Well, he gave away like stuff later.
He's like the smartest idiot.
Yeah, he is pretty
God,
dumb.
He's like some of the common sense. You're like, Frank, you dumbass.
Yeah.
But then he's like smarter than all of us in like so many categories.
So, we went on a half-day fishing boat, which was awesome. We started going out past the bay, and the waters got real fucking choppy.
Really, like kind of scary, where you're having fun. Because you believe in the captain and all that stuff. You believe that this is not going to like do anything to the boat. But when there'd be like a little swell and waves would appear, or whatever, the boat would get like lower than the wave that you see approaching, and then we would eventually go on top of it. But when you see the wave over the boat, you're like, are we going to die, or are we going to get stuck out here? Or like, what the fuck? And then some guys, we were in the front of the boat because that was like the most fun place to be. Like the roller coaster part, you know, basically. And this group of like three guys walk up next to us or whatever. And right when they get there, a wave goes over the side and just fucking knocks them.
They were soaked.
Soaked.
Fucking soaked.
It was so funny.
It was great. And
then one of the times there was another big swell and you and Peppermint Swirl both dove in the bathroom together instinctively.
Yes.
They both there's like bathrooms near the front, and they both dove into them together, and it was funnier than the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Because, yeah, I've never been on a boat that fucking rocked that badly back and forth because of the waves. And so it was to the point where, like, I was, like, leaning up against the side of the fucking the cabin with, like, my feet up on the fucking railing, like, just trying to maintain fucking balance because it was going back and forth so bad. And, yeah, Sauce was getting a little queasy. You know, there was a little bit of green forming around him. And then, yeah, me and Pep Sweezy both just fucking ducked in the bathroom.
Holding each other. It's pretty funny. Pretty good shit.
Yeah.
So,
and,
yeah.
And then you caught the biggest fish.
Caught the biggest fish.
Oh, the whole goddamn boat.
Whole goddamn boat. And I didn't pay for the pot, which you pay $2 per person or whatever, and then whoever gets the biggest fish takes the whole pot.
You're an idiot.
And they asked,
why would you not?
Because I'm like, I'm not winning anything. I don't know how to fish. I'm like, we're not winning
$2.
Anything. So what? It's still money.
It's like
going
the quarter
away.
Horse races in Vegas. Like, you throw a quarter in the machine, then hope.
No.
You hit the fucking big winner.
There's no hope.
Because the one time that you don't, because it happened to my buddy, the one time we're all sitting there playing, and the one time he's like, fuck it, I'm tired of losing quarters, I'm betting on the big 200 to 1, he missed out on winning $100.
Yeah.
Because he didn't put the quarter in that one time. So you got to put the quarter in.
Yeah, we did.
You got to
put
the quarter in.
So I would have won like 40, 50 bucks, and I didn't do it.
Yep.
Unfortunate. So.
And then I caught three fish. And then...
No keepers. But
no,
still
no keepers.
Fish. But it's still exciting.
Yeah. And then Peppermint Swirl.
And Reich.
Goose egg.
Nice.
Nice.
You got to make fun of them the whole
day. Yeah, the rest of the day was just...
Did you carry around a tail of them to stay under? Just troll it up?
Hmm?
You carry around a table for them to stay under, like fucking beer pong.
Oh, yeah,
you say you got stand on the
table.
Oh,
yeah. That is pretty funny, the old rules, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny that we get to make fun of them the whole day. And whenever they were, like, not doing something we wanted, it's like, just you're good at this as you are at fucking fishing, you know. Poor guys.
So. And then we went and grabbed something to eat, and then we went shooting at the range, because I've never shot a gun before. So,
really?
Yeah.
Brought out AR-15 and a 1911 45 caliber, and then a CZ-75 9mm, and we're shooting some paper,
killing some paper people,
high school.
Killing some trees. Say what now? With the high school?
You're shooting. I say you're shooting some b-ball outside of school.
Oh no, not outside of school, inside of school. Hey, are you a high school? Because girl, I want to shoot some kids in you.
Oh.
That's the pickup line.
Ooh.
That's the new one. That's the fresh hotness.
Anyways.
Yeah, I'm going to try that one.
That's we're going to get a lot of hate for that one. Sorry, y'all.
So that was cool, and now I'm obsessing on guns like Reich. Probably going to end up getting one. And the reason I... No, I don't have it.
Son of a bitch.
Figure it out, bro. Get the fucking claw, the hammer rake.
There's the fucking pliers.
There you go. Get the hammer rake out. Give it to me. I'll do it. Fucking girl. God.
Okay. I was about to use my knife, but yeah.
There you go. How many If Lance Could Kill members does it take to open a beer?
That's a bad joke. Nobody wants to hear that joke.
Nobody. So yeah. So anyways, now I'm...
So you're going to get a gun?
Probably get a gun.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then after that, we went to a all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue, and my brother showed up. And so there was five of us, and we ended up taking down 33 plates of meat.
Oh, my God.
And
we made time. They kick you out in 2 hours, and they didn't kick us out, but we hit like 2 hours and 10 minutes. And when we were leaving, I asked the waiter, I'm like, hey, so how do we do? Like, I want to know about, like, the spectrum of people coming here and crush plates of meat. Like, are we on the high end, or, like, is this whatever? And he said that it's not often... It's very rare for people to hit the limit, to actually say you guys got to go, basically.
Yeah.
And to eat, you have to eat to like that time limit, not just like sitting around, you know, hanging out, talking.
Yeah.
We were eating food all the way until the 2 hour mark. And then he said that he heard of four guys that had 80 plates.
Oh my God.
So 20 plates per person.
Jesus.
And I'm like, okay, well, we didn't even get close to that. But that was something he heard of. He's like, he doesn't normally... I think we did pretty well by his standards.
Yeah.
Which is good.
On the higher end.
It's like probably a half pound of meat per dish, I would say. So yeah. He probably had like 15 pounds of meat or maybe a little more.
And I wasn't, like, nauseous full afterwards. I was, like, sharp pains full afterwards.
Sounds horrible.
No, it was great. It was delicious.
Yeah, it sounds great to, while you're
I
eating
don't,
it. But
I
like,
don't regret it.
Like, not wanting to move. Like, you look quite a shit for 3 days.
Who do you think has the most shame, though? And just, or the least shame, I should say, because I just ate nonstop.
Oh, yeah,
like,
hot sauce
so much.
Was responsible for the majority of it.
Where people were like, yeah, we should get this and this. I'm like, I think we just need to order 5 plates. Like, you know, in the beginning it was fine to order 5-6 plates, but at the end I'm like, I still think we should just order as much as possible. And it was gross. So actually, Peppermint Swirl bowed out first.
Yes.
And you bowed out second.
Yep.
And then Reich, I think, actually beat your brother, I think.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive for little Brenton to fucking put down more meat. You know, but I can put down, I'm the meat king, meat champ.
Meat master.
Meat master 2018. Meat champ.
And then so we kind of just hung out in the parking lot for an hour, just trying to regain our composure. And then we went to a strip club.
Don't say it too loud. Yeah. Nobody knows.
Who do you guys go to?
Cheetahs.
Yeah.
Cheetahs. Chicago Pacers.
Nobody knows.
And nobody knows.
We're not supposed to tell anybody.
We're not supposed to tell anybody.
But yeah, totally. It was awesome. It's just been so long.
Oh, yeah. It had been...
Listen, though. I don't know about Pacers.
6-7 years.
Pacers is probably fine. All I know is that if there are better women looking out there, or better looking women out there, I just don't know where they're at. Because those women were really good.
They're at Pacers.
I guess.
So...
I have to go check that
the
out
the second chick up on stage.
That's where all the industry folks, that's where we all go.
Is it?
And that is the spot, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
We had just sat down. You know, the girl was getting off stage, collecting her little dollar bills. Next girl gets up. She's shaking the booty. Bends over.
Sharks.
And there's a little circle there. Little red circle right in the middle there. I look over at Reich. I look over at Peppermint Swirl. And we're like, really?
Yeah.
This is, yeah, I guess, I mean, they can't take those days off. So she was working when Aunt Flo was in town. And there's nice little dried up old blood there right in the cooter. And, yeah, so that was the start to the night.
Like, you only go up from here,
and
huh?
Then things transpired, whatever. And then we were about to leave, and this, like, she was past her prime. You know, she was like...
Oh, the,
she was
the
like,
half price.
Yeah, she was like... She was probably only 35, but, like, she had lived a hard life,
yeah,
you know what
she
I mean?
Looked,
she
a stripper's
like,
life.
She looked like 50s.
Yeah.
But she probably wasn't.
And like so she's, like, trying to get us to buy a dance, and I'm like, I'm using the out that my friends are paying, so... No.
At that point, you should buy him.
So then, and then so she goes over to Peppermint Swirl, and she's like, hey, why don't you buy this guy a dance, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's the bachelor. Because by that time, everyone in the fucking, all the girls had spread around. Pick on these guys. It's a bachelor party. They're going to fucking pay for dances, you know. And so.
Dude, she didn't even work there.
She was just a like, bum from the back alley.
Yeah, she was just there. She like wore a newspaper and stuff.
Dude, your one friend had been all about it. The one who was like touching the bum in the back of the car.
What?
Your friend, your creepy friend. Yeah. Come on now.
Uncle Daddy.
Yeah, Uncle Daddy.
He's long gone. But so anyways, I was giving him the eyes like, hey, no.
Of course.
He's paying for it.
That's exactly why he should do it.
Yeah. And then he's like, and she's like, well, you know, it'll be half price, you know, only $10. And I was just like,
$10 for
yeah.
That's it.
And then I was like, looking at him, like,
is fucking $20 lap dance that she does?
Dagging, fucking spitting daggers at him through my eyes. And then he's like, all right. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. So whatever, go back there. And I'm going to give you the, she was like from Las Vegas. I'm going to give you the special, what'd she call it? Like the special rhino dance or something. I'm
oh,
like,
oh, yeah, the spearmint dance.
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's
no
is.
Way that she ever worked a spearmint rhino. She looked that haggard.
No.
So she goes back
well, she
there.
Might have like 20 years ago or something.
She goes back there. She's dancing, whatever. Ooh. She's like trying to like talk dirty. I'm just like, yeah, all right, sweet. Yeah, ooh, that's great moves, you know. Thumbs up.
Careful your hips.
Yeah. So anyways, after that, we leave. That's the end of the night. end on that one. So,
it's like midnight.
Yeah.
Or maybe later. I don't know.
Wake up the next day for work, and I'm like, I'm tired. I smell like stripper. And I'm just like, hurry up, take a shower, throw my clothes on. Most of the clothes from the day before were like still clean. So, like, whatever, I throw those on. Or just the shorts, not the shirt and everything. Same underwear, of course.
Well, both your underwear and shorts, like, should have been a little messy.
Well, the underwear for sure were a little sticky.
Well, the story's not over yet.
Yeah. So I get to work. I pull up to this very religious rehab facility. Not that it's, like, strict or anything, but just the premise of it. I pull up, and I'm getting out of the car. I look down at my my tan shorts.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm already so excited.
Spike. Spike.
I look down.
Do you have the shorts in your...
Do you haven't washed them yet? That'd be amazing. Oh.
No. I'm not pulling them out.
We both like you're pulling your shorts out right now.
No. So, you guessed it. I look down. There's fucking blood.
Oh,
on my pants.
I didn't think blood. I thought your own like dry cum.
No. I wish it was my own snail.
Why would it be cum?
Well, like, cause you're in the strip club. You're sitting there fucking like pre cum leaking.
I mean, I wish it was a snail trail, but no, it wasn't a bunch. But definitely looking at it, I was like, yeah, that's dried stripper blood.
So you got a lap dance from the one who's on our period.
Yeah.
No, not that same one.
Yes.
It was a different one. So the first one we saw was on her period, and this old ratchet broad was on her. They probably all sync up, you know. So don't go during that time of the month. But
you get in there and it's like extra humid. Like you're just like, oh, come on.
I can taste the iron on my tongue. What's going on here?
Yeah. So so that wasn't too great.
I just picture fucking super bad. At like, there's blood.
So of course I told people about it. I wasn't about to just walk in there. Like you, if you saw it, you'd be like, "Oh, it's fucking. You know, he spilled something."
I went fishing this weekend. You know, it's just it's fish blood.
Yeah, fish blood.
But like, so you're really just like, don't touch it though. Just don't put your hand.
No. Do you got any bleach? Yeah. So, anyways, that was fun. And
did you get the blood out?
Yeah, I got the blood out. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, I tell that story to tell you this story about I went over to my dad's house a couple days ago to just say hi, tell him about the vacation, everything, and
the exact same thing happened.
Yeah, I was like, Dad, really? You need to get these strippers that aren't on their period. So I was talking about guns, and turns out we had guns in the house growing up. And I just never knew about him. Thank God, because
probably a good thing you didn't.
Yeah,
know
it was.
About, huh?
It was. I mean, this was like the me right now. Literally today is the only acceptable time from here on out for me to be handling guns. Because earlier on in my life would have been horrible. There would be holes,
bad things
and wounds.
Yeah, Sauce would be dead.
More than likely,
maybe.
So, anyways, there were just like guns that have been passed down through the family, and my grandfather, my dad's dad, was the chief of police in La Mesa. And my dad was in the army and stuff. So, like, he knows all about guns, been around guns his whole life, just never fucking taught us about them. And I don't think my brother has any interest. He doesn't even play fucking video games, so you know what I mean? He doesn't even like fake guns. But if you need your TPS reports done. Anyways... I was like, hey, let me check out these guns, you know, let me take a peek at them, and he pulls them out, and they're all fucking old as shit. Two of them were my grandfather's, one's like a Marlin 1984 rifle, it's a 32-30, something like that. One of them was my grandfather's service revolver when he was a police officer. The other two is another revolver from my great-grandfather, and then the one that I was most excited about was my great-grandmother's, because I'm a little girl. But it was this cool little...
Clutch bag.
It was a Colt M1908 in 38, and it was a hammerless pocket fucking gun, but it's like not like one of like the little... where you know, it's not like the fucking barrel was like that big. It's actually like a decent size gun, but it was just like sleek and meant for the pocket, meant for concealed carry, won't snag on anything. The hammer's internal, so it's not really hammerless. So anyways, I was just like super stoked, and I was like, hey, I need to, you know, take these shooting, you know. Probably not, you know, shoot them too much just because they're, you know, worth money. More collector's items now than anything else.
Yeah, probably. Probably worth some decent amount of money.
Yeah, but my dad took them in like 10 years ago and like, hey, are these still operate? You know, the guy, I guess, you know, broke them down, oiled them up, and like, yeah, they shoot fine. So yeah, hopefully be getting some guns here pretty soon in the wake of all this tragedy.
Get them while you can, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Guns aren't going away, man. That's...
I don't think guns are going away.
That's not a thing.
You know what is going away? The stability in modern. Am I right?
He's pretty much right.
Am I right?
Pretty much correct, yes. Yes, you are. You are right, sir.
So...
But we've had... It's been pretty stable and stale for a minute in modern, so like...
I don't think it's been stale.
Stale may not be the right word, but it's been like dominated by Death Shadows for a minute.
Well,
no, I don't think
after
so.
This Pro Tour that just happened, the Modern Pro Tour, I was actually surprised at one, Young Pyromancer did not see that coming as a feasible deck.
Yeah, like know? Bedlam, Reveler, Pyromancer, and then just the Mardu.
Well, you're also like one of the few who doesn't like Young Pyro.
No, I do. I just don't like it in my burn deck.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, it's a different style of burn deck.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, Young Pyromancer, I mean, it saw its time in the sun kind of right after it came out, and then I feel like haven't really seen it too much in the spotlight in modern, so. But, you know, the top decks were decently diverse.
Yeah, it was diverse. There was only... everything was different except for, I think, there was two Pyromancer decks or something like that.
Yeah. But I mean, even, like, in the top 32, it was pretty...
I think, like, the most played deck... was humans, and I think that was only like 6% of the metagame in the thing. So, I mean, like, a lot of different decks. That's all
right.
I'm saying. A lot of different decks.
So, I mean, the only time we've ever seen Jace the Mind Sculptor, seen it, played with it, played against it, is in Commander. And he's not the best in Commander because he's more meant for either fucking your opponent or helping fix the top of your own library.
Yeah, he's like good for like brainstorming and stuff like that over and over again, but not really. You wouldn't use him for like bouncing creatures or just like looking at one of your opponent's top card or something like that. You know, it's like it doesn't affect the board; it affects one person. You know?
Yeah, so
one on one, it's fantastic, but like against three other players, you're like, what am I doing with this card?
Yeah, and I mean, we've played with Bloodbraid Elf, and you know, we were just getting into Magic around the time he got the ban, right? I was like,
yeah, I think it was right then.
Shortly after the San Diego GP.
Oh, was that? Is that true? Okay.
It was like shortly after that.
Oh,
I believe.
Okay.
Anyways, so
he was banned before that. It is semantics.
Yeah, I don't know.
Around that time. So, anyways, what do you guys think this is going to do to the format? It was
gonna make it a lot of fun.
It was funny. Me and Sauce were like talking about it, and then like 2 days later, fucking Crow's like,
well, dude,
holy crap, they fucking
I'm in the middle of a private event at my bar. Like, I can't really be on my phone. And there's like, I'm running a group text, and my phone's going off every fucking 2 minutes for an hour. I'm like, Jesus Christ, fucker, shut up. It's going, brr, 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 like, fucking going off my chest. And like,
turn your phone off.
Well, I had it on vibrate, but I'm still like, fucking, like, I should have just put it in my ass and like yeah, I got mine. Yeah. But
just on your taint. I don't want like in the ass. Just like right.
Maybe I wanted it in my ass. I butt plug it.
Just
and
near.
Come.
Just a weird shape.
Yeah, but
they need to make like butt plug shaped phones.
Like there's toys you can get that can be controlled by your phone.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is a thing. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited about it. Like there's so many more options and ways to deal with the Mind Sculptor now than when they banned him from Modern and. Like, you're going to see a lot of it, and people are going to want to make it work, and there's going to be a lot more control now. But it's going to be one of those things that's not going to, like, I don't think it's going to, like, fully take over and, like, dominate the format where they have to ban it again in 4 months. Like, it's going to be a solid card. Mind Sculptor is a great card. But
So, Bloodbade.
BBE?
Bloodbade and JC Poo, are any of those going to get rebanned?
I don't think so.
What about you?
I haven't put much thought into that.
Say a year from now. Not like, it's not going to be
a
no
year from now,
bullshit.
One of them. Okay. Which one? I'm not sure.
I'm going to say none. I'm going to say they both be fine.
So, during our little text message back and forth, I had an opinion, and Hot Sauce had the opposite opinion, and I would like to voice those opinions now. I mentioned that Bloodbraid Elf, if anything, has gotten more powerful over the years. Not to say that Jace hasn't gotten more powerful, but the amount of awesome 3, 2, and 1 drops have improved over the years. And it's only going to get better, right? They're just going to keep printing good cards. So, therefore, Bloodbraid Elf, pretty good.
Very good.
Better than it was.
Very good.
Jace...
Where's the difference in opinion here?
Well, we're getting to that. Jace is still an awesome planeswalker, and he might not have specific cards necessarily that interact with, like, much like Bloodbraid Elf. You know, he's actually going to get cards.
Which we'll get into that.
Jace is just still a good planeswalker, and he might fit into a shell. And that was my opinion. And let's...
Well, I was just going to say about...
Point, counterpoint?
There is, of course, Bloodbraid Elf has Jund and things similar. Or there could be, like a Zoo deck or something like that, where he's, like, the top end of that, where it's, like, burn spells and fucking Wild Nacatles and Crude Apes or whatever the hell. You know, shit like that, where it's, like, that it's Naya colors and it's, like, super fast. But that could be something where when you're out of cards, this gets you 2 cards for 1, you know what I mean? So it might be a little slower, but it also has, like, more explosiveness in the late game. Or it has just Jund, where you have, you know, Liliana, all that like, fun shit to hit. But Jace has now opened up Miracles in Modern, which has not been a thing. So, like, what they have in, like, Legacy, where you're able to, you know, get the Entreat the Angels and Terminus and all that kind of stuff. Now, because you have Brainstorm, because that's not a card that we have in Modern, now you're able to get cards from your hand and put them back in your library on the top. And so that... you can go ahead and opt at instant speed and be able to pull off that Terminus or Treat the Angels at instant speed instead of the sorcery speed that it reads on there, because Miracle works just when you draw the card, not necessarily what speed the card actually needs to be played at. So say, like, you Brainstorm with Jace, and then you put Terminus back on top of your library. Now it's your opponent's turn, and they go ahead and attack with everything, and you're like, okay, no problem. Opt, scry one, draw one. Okay, well, the scry, I already know it's there, so I draw the card, Terminus, for one white mana. Put all the creatures on the bottom of the library. So it allows for you to sweep the board, and then it allows for you to entreat the angels and bring out fucking a bunch of 4/4s. Tons of 4/4s. Or even do Temporal Mastery, which is take an extra turn for 2 mana, 1 and a blue. And you can do that with Opt also at instant speed, along with Jace. Doesn't matter if you draw it or whatever. And Jace is so fast at digging, you draw 3 cards, plus, you know, 1 for your turn, so 4 cards a turn just with this planeswalker to dig through your deck super fast to get to these cards. So that's the example of not that it's just fitting in a shell. It is creating a new shell in Modern.
And the other point you brought up.
What?
The video.
Oh, well, this take this with a grain of salt, of course, because this is a comparison between the two, which is not what the format's going to be about. The format is about a deck has to be good against a lot of different decks, not just against each other. But there's a video where they got Bloodbraid Elf and Jund, and they also added in Deathrite Shaman into that deck, which is like the main target for, like, besides Liliana, the main target for Bloodbraid Elf would be like hitting a Deathrite Shaman, because that shit like wins games from just like sitting there and just fucking, you know, gaining life and doing 2 damage and making mana and all that shit. Anyways,
being a planeswalker,
a fucking planeswalker. So you have that interaction in Jund. So it's like they did like a ban list, Jund list, versus Jace list, which was just blue, white Jace, Gideon Jura, and, you know, Crypto Command, and just regular shit like that, and the Jace list was undefeated. Like, no chance. Even when it was, like, top deck mode, which Bloodbraid is, like, a super good target for, like, when nobody has cards in hand, this will get you Bloodbraid with haste, and then it'll get you whenever it hits, which could be just like a Liliana or something, just like something to just like get back in there, a Tarmogoyf, you know, so that you go from, it's like drawing a collected company,
right?
You know, from an empty board, you're just like, ah, this is like the card advantage, rather than just playing one creature, I get two. So that's a big deal. Well, when they were doing those top cap wars, whatever, Jace was still better than Blood Raid Elf in that instance, where they both, and this guy drew a Blood Raid, and the next guy's like, oh, I drew a Jace, cool, I'll put down the Jace, and you see what the following three turns would be, and Jace would come on top. And you would figure, or at least the theory is, that Blood Raid would come on top in that instance, but it's not. So, list from these games. It was undefeated, and it wasn't even close. So, but that's very specific, though. That's right. Only, you know, this versus that, which, if you're building any of these decks, you're not, like, you're not thinking, when you're building a Jace deck, you're not thinking about Blood Raid Elf, and when you're building a Blood Raid Elf, you're not thinking about Jace, necessarily. You're thinking about the whole thing.
Yeah, you're thinking about the rest of the field.
But
so you think that Jace is going to fit into one shell and that's it. He's going to be one deck and that's going to be the only thing Minesweeper fits into. Is that what you're saying, Knife?
I'm more saying that I think that Blood Braid Elf is going to be more impactful in the format than Jace.
No, there's no way.
I think
Jace coming back is going to make control decks a thing again. Control has not been large and modern for some time now.
Well, I think that they're both going to be impactful. I just think Blood Braid is going to be more impactful.
Right. And I can see... well, no, I don't even know. I'd have to look more into it to see what Blood Braid really going to interact with besides just being like a mid-range deck. But I think as a mid-range deck and a longer... going long deck, I think that a Jace... deck would beat a mid-range deck, basically.
Right.
Like, I think Jace would create, like, a mid-range deck that would beat all mid-range decks. So you'd have to go with something faster or something with more, like, a combo finish than just actual, like... like, you have to go, like, Death Shadow or faster, basically, to beat, like, Jace. And if it's going to be just, like, creature decks. And if it's not going to be creature decks, then fine, you can do scape shifts and all that shit, and that'll still work, but... that's kind of where I'm thinking. So I think a lot of the Jund, I don't think Jund is going to like just make a comeback even with Blood Braid Elf. And it's the card's super powerful. I really like that card. Like, I don't have any Jaces, but I have a playset of Blood Braid. I'm excited to play him in Modern. But I think that Jace will do more things. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm down for both. I'm not like picking one side or the other.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Jace is like seeing him get played. It's rough, man. It's like you're playing like a mini version of Lantern Control, and you're already good deck. You're playing like two decks in one because when this guy comes out, you're able to just fuck with their library or bounce their stuff or just get ahead on card advantage, and it's just like, ouch, you know? It's a big ouch.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much if you're not doing the card advantage thing, you're behind, and you're trying to come back.
Or if you can,
because otherwise, you're never choosing the other options.
If you could, chump, and then you get to Jace Ultimate just wins the game. And, like, not all...
Where is playing, it again?
It's just where you exile all cards in your library and your graveyard, and you put whatever's in your hand into your library. That's your new library.
Gotcha.
So if you have no cards in your hand, then you win the game. But if you have, like, three cards in hand, that's your library of three cards. So you have three turns of drawing the cards you already
know you're going to draw. Like, that's your opponent.
Your opponent, that's what I mean by that. Yeah. So, like, I saw that ultimate go off yesterday in one of the videos because he was able to just, like... chump block with, like, Birds of Paradise and just other shit like that while ticking Jace up and, like, controlling the top decks of the other player. And it was able to get up there pretty easy. And then it just did that, and it was like, okay, I'm just going to concede. Like, it was... You just see, you know what the three cards are, and it's like, these three cards are not going to get you down from 12 down to 0 no matter what the fuck happens. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
Sucks. Sucks for me. And when you ultimate Jace, also, if you just keep going up, then you still have one loyalty after you ultimate him, I believe. But I could be wrong. Maybe that's not right. I think his ultimate's minus 12, and he starts at 3, I think. Anyways, Blood Braid, though, I mean, I would be fucking super stoked to, like, hit Liliana off of Blood Braid and be like, wow, that was an incredible
turn. That's the
dream. Yeah. Or even, like, The Last Hope. That's an incredible card, too. Well, you know, that would be awesome. So, but now Mana Dorks are getting more popularity because people want to get that turn 3 Jace really fucking bad.
Yeah.
So now, like, people are... I feel like there's more decks running around with Noble Hierarchs and Birds of Paradise. So it's going to be, like a blue-green plus, like, black or red or something like that. Like a Teemer Jace list or something like that. Pretty
maybe,
gnarly stuff.
Maybe like a Sultai sort of
thing. It's kind of like you're playing Jund a little bit with the Tarmogoyfs and all that kind of crap and the ramp. But you're also playing Jace, which will fuck your world up. So anyways, it's cool. Also, Miracles, that's pretty... It's pretty gnarly. Seems pretty
Yeah, early. I mean, that's one of the most, like, dominant decks in Legacy, even when they took out Top. Like, Topless Miracles is still a thing. Granted, they have more set up and, like, single cantrip type spells to fucking get you there, so it's going to be harder to do that in Modern. So it's not going to be as dominant as it is in Legacy. However, like, Topless Miracles and fucking Modern, it will be a thing.
It is a thing because Sephiroth just won the Modern Super League with it.
Yeah.
From the first time you play it, you were able to win. And every deck has to be different. Like, I think it was, like, 8 teams or something like that, and everyone had to have a different deck. They could choose, like, 3 decks, and then, like, the team was able to, like, get one of them and say no go. Like, they would choose whatever one they thought was best, and they say that you can't play that. You can play the other two or something. There's some weird thing like that.
Yeah.
So all the decks were different, basically. And so the variety was huge, and that deck won. Hmm. Just this new Jace deck that's never been played in Modern.
Nice.
So.
Well, no doubt they're both going to have an impact.
I'm not playing Jace. I'm playing Bloodbraid, so, you know.
I mean, I play the fuck out of Jace. So I just wish I, like... It's one of those, like, it's been talked about for a while that the thought of they might unban him, but I certainly didn't buy ones in advance. Like, I have my one foil one, but I wish I had fucking
three more. I wish, yeah, dude, like, now they were $40, and now they're $150 each. I'm like, man, I could have just had a playset for the price of one. Yeah. Fuck. Not even just to sell them, just to, like, have Jason Modern, it'd be rad.
I mean,
so now, like, I just completed my fucking, like, my two, since I started matching my two main, like, goals of, like, expensive cards to get. My playset at Snapcast and my playset at Liliana of the Veils. I just completed that within the last, like, 6 months. Well, I hadn't really had a new goal yet.
Do you have Snapcasters?
Yet. Yes.
4? Yeah, baby.
My only problem is I have one different art one, and it drives me nuts. One of the new ones? Yeah.
Oh, I like that one better, though. But I know you don't. You like the old one.
Honestly, I like them both. I actually really do like them both, but I wish all 4 were the same, no matter which one it was.
Well, sell it. Trade it in, dude. Try it out, bro.
But now, I haven't had, like, a new, like...
Try it out.
Expensive card, fucking gold. Now it's gonna be fucking the Mind Sculptor. Getting the place out of that now, which is
fuck expensive. Wait, though, remember?
Oh, I'm not doing shit right now.
It's like, getting reprinted in the 25th thing. Yeah. So, like, just wait till that, and then once those prices go down, maybe it'll go back down to like $70, and then, like, if you need to get some, get some.
I just got one online on Magic Online. I'm gonna sell that motherfucker for a place at a what'd I say?
Oh, Blood Moon.
Yeah, a place at a Blood Moon.
But not in paper. You're not playing it against us, because no. Go to hell.
No, I just want to play the Ponza deck online. Yeah. I think it'll be funny.
You can play Bloodbraid in there, bro.
I could.
And go right into Blood Moon.
Yeah.
Boom!
Bloodbraid into Blood Moon.
Winner. I mean, that could be a shell for it.
Into. Really. I thought about it, because
you can
but...
do that right into your ramp spells, like, because you're doing, like, the... It's ramping too, right? Like, you're trying to get, like, forests and stuff out of your deck, like basic lands out of your deck.
Well, it's the
and then land destruction too.
It's mostly the enchantment that goes on the land where you can tap it for another.
Yeah.
An additional.
Uh-huh.
And then the little dude where you can untap a forest.
Oh, is that all it is? Oh, okay. I thought it was the one with suspend.
Is it Arbor Elf?
That you get it. Yeah, Arbor Elf. Yeah. I have 4 foil ones if you want them.
Ooh, sexy.
Ow. We planted a knife for like an hour and he finally cut himself.
Yeah, I finally opened that up in my hand. I didn't feel good.
I'm excited. Excited to play that shit.
Yeah.
And what, a Stone Rain? Is that the other land?
Stone Rain, yeah. Yeah.
I
have a foil one of those too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 1 and double red and then it's destroy target land and then they lose 2 life, I think.
Yeah. But I don't think you'd have to rework the deck to fit Bloodbraid in there.
But was that Molten Rain that I'm thinking of?
Yeah. Stone Rain's just straight.
Stone Rain is that? Okay, yeah.
There's also the black one that's like a Tears or whatever, and that does 2 damage, I believe.
That's not Modern legal, is it?
I don't think so.
Hey, yeah. Are you guys down to play more Pauper?
100%.
I mean, it's cheap as fuck. Who cares, you know? Just
there's a really good fucking green-white Slivers deck that I play online, and it's kind of amazing. I mean,
Slivers deck, yeah.
Yeah. It's like... It acts how you want Slivers to act. You're like, oh, it actually works in this format. All right.
So, yeah, what is Molten Rain? Molten Rain is destroy target land. If that land was non-basic, it deals 2 damage. So it's like the same thing, but slightly better because it has that extra text in there. But it costs double red instead of single red.
Right.
So the other one is 2 and a red, and this one is 1 and 2 red.
Yeah.
What about me building Eldrazi? You want me to build Eldrazi in Modern? You guys down with that?
Do it.
Thinking about it.
When are you going to proxy some shit up?
I know. That's
something... You asked about it like 2 months
ago. We haven't played in 2 months, so it doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
We have not even like played Magic in person.
Well, now it's going to be more expensive to proxy up humans because it won.
Yeah, so it's way expensive. Yeah. Like, they're going to charge me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Office Depot and they'd be like, this isn't for Modern, is it?
Bro. Yeah. I think it's more expensive.
Fucking ink, bro. Ink, dog. It's not great, but it's still cheaper than Dex.
It is.
So, whatever. Yeah, so we want to do five color humans.
Right.
What else do we want to do? We want to do like a blue, white, gold Jace.
I mean, since Jace is out now, might as well play with
what
him.
What else? What
see
else?
See what the hype's about.
We're talking like proxying up decks so we can all just grab and play.
Top tier decks. We're proxying up. Just I'm going to just have like a box that just has all the printed out, fully proxied, tier one, just shit. So we can like just learn more.
Yeah.
We watch videos, but like I'd like to play.
That'd be nice.
Good. I'd like know to play how my Scapeshift and see what the hell's going on with that.
I want to know how my Trojan Curse deck works against these tier ones. It'd be fun.
Yeah, basically. What else though? Five color humans, so that's a good aggro deck. And then I think Death Shadow is like not doing a whole lot, right? Well, it's doing a decent amount, but I don't think it's anything crazy right now.
It's still
a deck.
Modern it is still modern deck. So
I'm saying
open.
That if we're going aggro, I think five color humans is probably just like that's the aggro. And you already have a burn deck. So we have burn cover.
I mean, but the only thing is like if we're like getting a feel for how to play against these decks and learning more about them, I think it'd be good to have a Death Shadow deck because that's like the most just quote unquote just straight aggro, but it's very different to play against. You have to actually like pay attention to how much damage you hit them with.
I'm still
it's
down.
A different style to play against. You have to learn it.
What other ones though? What
Scape
other
Shift?
Scape Shift would be one of them.
Maybe a dredge deck.
Oh, you know what I wanted to make deck. Was like a As Foretold. What is that card?
Enchantment. You,
what's the one that just destroys all the? It's the one that you. It's just like the cycling deck. It's the one where like you get all the, you get all your creatures and you cycle them and you throw them in the graveyard and then you go ahead and like play that card that destroys all the creatures. Like,
oh, it's
what the fuck is that card? And you have to hit it off suspend cards. You have to use Cascade to hit it.
Oh my god, you're gonna drive me nuts. I know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, there's one that like I think it's kind of fun because it's sort of fair.
Has that like fucking dude who's like dying? It's like skeleton picture, like awkward, like older artwork style.
I cannot think of what the fuck it's called.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I'm blanking.
It's a suspend card.
It's where you kill everything that's on the field, put it in the graveyard. Take every creature that's on the graveyard, put them back on the field for both players.
Yeah, god damn it! I don't remember. Just pause it right now, Jesus Christ! What the assholes. Fuck's it called?
Jesus.
I gotta poop. Do it.
Oh no!
What is
that's
driving
me nuts. Listeners, this is live, right?
Yeah, right. What the fuck is it called, dude?
They're all yelling at their fucking at their cameras at their phones right now. Like you fucking idiots! It's this.
What is this shit called? Because they have it with As Foretold now. Because As Foretold, you're able to just play that shit right away. And I was like, oh yeah, that's fucking awesome. So. I don't know if I'm going to be able to see. It's not very top tier, so I'm trying to think of like how I can even find it.
I know it's a black card.
It's not Ad Nauseam.
It is Ad Nauseam.
No, Ad Nauseam is the one where you
that's a
you draw level. Your deck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you use the Lightning Storm to kill your opponent by discarding lands. That's the other one. So that's similar, like in that.
No, fuck. I think that's the picture I'm thinking of then, actually.
Okay, then it's not that one
I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they're very similar looking, but I can't fucking think what other fucking shit is there.
this is good air right now.
God, well, no, we're going to fucking cut this out.
He's not going to edit. He doesn't edit anymore.
Mm-hmm. Edit this. I'll make him. Little fucker. This is not it. I'm just looking at other stuff.
So, I'm leaving my downtown job.
Well, so, what are you doing? What's going on?
Well, I'm still waiting for the county job to start, but I'm opening up the brand new 15,000 square foot bar in PB.
What is that called?
Mavericks.
Mavericks in PB.
Yes. Dude, Michael Jordan's like friends with one of the owners, so he's like sponsored us. Like everybody's starting there now. We all got fucking Jordan's shoes for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mine are garbage.
Fuck, dude.
But we all got fucking Jordan's.
Y'all got Jordan's. Like, whatever, yeah. Dude. That's pretty cool. We'll sell them, dude. Fuck it.
Well,
you gotta wear
them. We're supposed to fucking, like, they technically can't legally tell us to wear them, but.
You're supposed to wear them.
Yeah. Supposed to wear them.
You know. I don't know about all that. That's cool, though. So when does it start? Or did it already start?
Training was started this last week, and then soft opening is the 26th. And then 26th, 27th, 28th are all soft openings. And then after that, it's fucking... It's going on. And, fuck, dude. They're already, like, booked, like, 6 months out for, like, huge events and shit. They have, like, a parking lot to the side, too. They're going to be able to, like, close up the parking lot and close up the blocks and block parties and have fucking, like... live concerts and fucking like big DJs come in and shit and do shit and it's gonna be pretty crazy.
So I'm gonna go then.
Yeah. And then also
Living End. Living End.
Okay, yes. Similar to Ad Nauseam in a way for the artwork to a degree. They're both like guys on the ground, like one just happened to be green.
Right. Fucking A. God damn it.
But like the thing with the Jordans too, and you know, like associated with Michael Jordan and Nike shoes, is the head of Nike shoes from Portland, and Nike's based in Portland and whatnot. He has a condo in La Jolla. So basically, for the future, like being the culture trying to make it this place, every time a professional athlete comes out for Nike to San Diego, they're coming to bring them to our bar. So it's been kind of fucking cool.
So what do they have there at the bar? Like, it's so super big. So
five different bars.
Fuck.
Five different bars.
How many dance floors?
Only one, like, downtown style dance floor because it's still PB bar, which is not a big thing over down there.
Right.
However, everybody wants one spot in PB to go be able to do that. Typhoon Saloon was out for a while. Typhoon Saloon's gone. There isn't really a dance club type of bar.
Well, there's, God, what is this fucking Johnny V's.
There are little spots. There are.
Johnny V's like, got a good club thing in the back.
Every time people from downtown, like, think about going to PB, they don't because they're like, they want a place to go in PB. They want to go down there, but they're like, fuck dealing with all these little kids and, like, the idiot shit and not having a good dance club to go to.
So where's it at? Where's this place at?
Garnett. In the Garnett.
I know, but in the, like, towards the beach part of Garnett?
Where our backyard is?
Oh, I don't think so. Is it like
New York PB Bar and Grill was?
Yeah.
It is PB Bar and
Grill. Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking, because that place is big.
Yeah.
So they got that, and like they probably got that and the one next to it and just combined them or something like that, maybe.
No, they knocked everything down and built a $15 million facility.
Oh, okay. They built a new facility.
Yeah.
Okay, it's huge,
yeah.
Excellent.
It was like two spots. It's kind of like a beach cottage house type of feel to it. That's one bar. It's lower and upper. Two bars there is a front patio bar right when you walk in. Like, it's a big open middle section, like huge patio area. And so, the bar up there, and then the two bars in the house thing, and then the two bars straight back where one's on the outside, one's on the inside. We can close the bay doors and have the dance club at night.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's gonna be pretty crazy.
It's fucking awesome. Hell yeah, that'd be fun, dude.
Like, in like a couple trees in the middle of the patio. Like, it still feels like you're just hanging out at the beach kind of thing, like, but at a bar. Like,
that's exciting. That's gonna be cool as hell, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts.
Nuts to bust, dude. Nuts. So you are, what are you doing there?
Security there.
You're just security.
Yeah.
Manager?
No, because I didn't go into it even trying to be lead because I don't plan on being there. Like right now, I'm going to go 5 nights a week, but soon my county job starts. I'm just going to do a couple nights for fun money.
Yeah, you see the county job Monday through Friday. Standard shit, right? Yeah. Just tell them no Thursdays.
Oh, yeah. I tell every job I go to no Thursdays.
Hey, fuck you, no Thursdays, dude. Why get your kid? Yeah, I got my kid that day.
No, I tell them straight up. I have a standing date with friends on Thursday nights.
Good. I got off work early yesterday so I can be here. I normally get off at 2 and I'm like, I got off early tonight? Like, I've been a good employee with you guys. Like, can we get off early? He's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm like, all right, cool. So
you say that to him too, like, I've been a good employee. Like, come on.
Yeah, basically. No, I don't do that. Like, I can tell, like, the other guys there, they're just like not into it. One of the guys, like, he shows up late all the time, leaves early all the time. Like, he just, I'm sick, or I got this going on, or whatever. He just, like, he never shows up. He's getting, like, 30 hours a week, for sure. And now, compared to him, and I'm there every time, and I'm, like, taking charge and shit like that, so it's, like, you know, they're fine. My boss is in, like, a lot of trouble right now, and for, like, just making poor decisions or whatever, and just bad luck and all kinds of shit like that. So, I don't know what's going to happen. It seems like they're going to, I think they're going to kick him off the job and then have me take over, but I don't actually know if that's happening. I don't want to, though, because this job sucks, but redoing a fire alarm system in a building at UCSD, but it's like redoing the entire thing, so we're like running conduit like in every ceiling to get to every room, like the whole building.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, so we're doing nothing but getting in like dirty, super old, super congested ceilings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And some of it's like hard lid, but it's all suspended hard lid, not like studs. Just a little like channel that you can't really stand on, so I have to like bring up plywood with me so I can actually stand on the ceiling. Because if you actually put like a foot on it, it just cracks the drywall.
Right through.
So I've been doing that. It's fucking blech. But it is like no hard hat, like self or headphones in. You know what I mean? No fucking vest. So we're chilling. We're chilling. Like all right, no safety glasses. No nothing.
Yeah.
I just show up like this, any kind of clothes I want, and just go to town. But it's the work's kind of shitty because you got to get up on the ceiling and.
Definitely.
Yeah, a lot of it's brick building, so you got to drill between to get room to room to drill through brick. 8-inch brick. So you have to get like a huge fucking full-size rotor hammer and blow through all that shit.
That sucks.
So like Monday, I got to drill like 3 holes in this one wall. Like while I'm in the ceiling, I have to be like in the ceiling, standing on plywood while fucking...
That's going to be loud as fuck.
Pretty annoying. It's pretty annoying. But whatever. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So, what's up, dog?
So, did you guys hear?
Oh, it's Living End.
Living End.
You gotta edit all that out because nothing happened, so.
Well, I figured when you guys were just bullshitting when I came back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were not talking to the audience at all. So, no, Living End is that deck where Living End is like suspend 3, or you gotta pay like 4 mana or something like that to put a suspend 3. And it you have to sacrifice all the creatures that are on, or so you exile your graveyard, all the creatures in your graveyards, both graveyards. Then you sacrifice all the creatures that are on the board. So it's not just destroy, like it just you sacrifice them. Doesn't care about some indestructible or none of that shit. And then every card that was exiled now goes into the battlefield, and of course everything that was sacrificed is now in the graveyard. So it just like is a flip flop between the graveyard and that. So you're able to play all these 1-mana cyclers, all these like 1-mana 6/5s and 4/4 flyers and all this shit. And of course they draw you cards because of cycling is. And then you finally are able to either play reason I want to play it is because they have this card As Foretold now. Is that one that you can use with like Ancestral Vision or whatever.
Right.
And just draw 3 cards automatically. So this is that same way where instead of just casting a Cascade spell or whatever, you can play this. And even if you don't do it right away, it'll just keep gaining value turn after turn. That's pretty rad.
It's pretty cool.
I was thinking about that one. Even though it's not top tier necessarily, I think
it'd be fun.
And it'd be fair because it's just creatures. It's not like doing anything too crazy.
Just creatures.
It's just creatures.
Playoffs.
Playoffs. So that would be one. What other ones? Like I had. What was the list that I had? What about like Tron? Does it interest anybody?
I mean, it doesn't really interest me, but it interests me to
play against. Learn to play against it. Yeah. We're not. Don't build a lander control deck. Fuck you.
No, that's not. No way. If Reich was here, we'd give him that deck for sure. Though. He'd be all about lantern control.
If quickness was here.
Yeah, so Tron, 5-color humans, Death Shadow, Affinity. I don't really care about Affinity that much. I'd rather just play some other aggro deck. Storm, probably because it's even though it's like maybe not fun to play against, I might want to do it because we need to learn how to play it. To like actually like win with it. To like know what you're going to use the gifts and given for and shit like that to get... to do all that, so because I mean, if I bet you I get it, and then you go, this is not even a fair deck, and then you guys like fizzle out. You know what I mean? So it's like your Stormcat's like 9, and you're like, oh,
I've got more experience than both you guys in Storm, though.
Do you?
I play the Wasteland Storm deck for like
there you go.
5 games before you guys
there you go
play again anymore. The Storm is very difficult to play. Like it takes a lot. You can't just like pick it up. You have to put time and effort into learning how to play it.
Mm-hmm. And then Dredge is fine. I think I'd rather play the Hollow One deck than Dredge because they're really similar. They actually play a lot of the same cards or whatever, but I'm down with either one. And Control, that's pretty much it. I think I'm down with that. Tron, though, you want to do regular Tron or Eldrazi Tron?
Do you want to
just Tron and Ugin Tron?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Blue Tron.
Green Tron. Ancient Stirrings. So that sounds like fun. I'm excited to do that. What else we got going on?
Did you guys hear about the announcement of the Magic mobile game?
No.
You didn't?
Nope.
Fantastic.
I'd like to.
I'm going through my likes on Twitter trying to find it.
Don't bring it up and tease me like that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I feel like I did hear a mention of this, but I read it and then it sounded cool and I forgot it already.
Is it like a couple sentences or are they talking about
it? There we go. I'm waiting for it to load.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Useless.
Okay, so Magic the Gathering announced Project M for mobile.
Project M
for mobile.
I mean, that's on the nose, I guess.
Yeah, really.
They didn't release many details, but they're calling it a multiplayer battling game in which players show off their creativity and strategy as they battle across the plains of the multiverse.
It's the biggest shit ever.
It's been one of those fucking games where like you have opposite sides, you do both people you have a certain amount of energy, you make this group of goblins, and they can run across the field, and they fight each other in the middle, and then you make enough creatures to go to the other side and destroy the other person's castle. You know that game?
Like, probably.
That's been done 1,000 times. It sounds like it's just me that.
So probably the video that. And images sure right look now. Like a multiplayer online battle arena or MOBA. So the developers, it's the Netmarble Monster Studio, because okay. Everybody knows them.
Yeah.
Previous works include Star Wars Force Arena.
Okay, then it is going to be that. It's not the one I was saying, but it's going to be MOBA.
Very similar to
but
that.
Yeah, similar.
Okay.
It's just instead of like the straight like 2D view, it's going to be a top view MOBA. So, okay, I mean, Force Arena wasn't bad. Like, I stopped playing it for a while, but I played it for a solid couple months. I'll do the same with the Magic one. They did a pretty good job of how you
I mean, there is a shitty little fucking image for it. You know, it's not.
What's that fucking Command and Conquer? What the hell am I looking at right now?
Starcraft? I just see fucking explosions. Is that a Michael Bay movie? It's just explosions. That's all I see.
Sunflare, get out of here. So, regardless of.
Irregardless, thank you.
It is a little
you're
eerie.
A cocksucker.
It is a little eerie. So, regardless of whether this is going to be a good game or not. Like me and Crow were talking about a couple episodes ago, or maybe it was last episode.
it's been a while, but it was probably like, yeah,
been months, whatever.
Yeah, at least they're starting to go in new directions.
Yeah, I'm down to throw as many darts at the fucking board and see what sticks. I'll take that any day over fucking no progression.
So that's exciting. I can't believe you guys didn't hear about that.
Nope. Out of the loop.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
So,
a lot of things been happening.
I'm going to steal a little bit of your thunder here, Crow.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to talk about promos.
Uh-oh.
And I know you haven't been paying attention to Magic, let alone our text messages. So
I'm not trying to be a dick. There's a lot of things going on right now.
They're doing away with the shitty promos.
Well, they're doing away with the tokens.
They're doing away with the tokens.
Meaning what?
Meaning, remember we heard your feedback loud and clear. Yeah. Starting with Dominaria, we are returning to Friday Night Magic promos being non-token cards from standard legal sets. While the experiment with special premier tokens was aimed at fostering a fun, inclusive environment, blah, 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 it sucked big old donkey balls.
I finally admitted that, huh? I said that?
Yep. Okay.
Cool.
Even the donkey balls part.
Word for word. Go ahead. Quote from Morrow.
Yeah, Morrow himself.
Donkey balls!
These promos just suck big old donkey balls. I can barely... Ooh, they're so big I can barely even fit them in my mouth.
Wow. What a dummy.
Get out of here, Morrow, you fucking hooligan.
Get back in your car. Make your damn podcast.
Off topic...
Ow.
Castlevania Season 2.
Ooh, I'm excited about that.
Coming this year.
I did watch the Season 1.
Yeah.
I mean, it took like an
hour. You guys, listeners, if you hadn't, go watch it. It's really good. Really good.
A little off topic, but still good. Still good.
So, Magic 25 comes out pretty soon.
That's like what? Spoilers come out next month?
Yeah, it's in March. So, Jace is announced, and... Murder as a common and
Muck-duck.
Flexian obliterator.
I'm
excited to own one of those.
Yeah.
And then Azusa.
So many times I want that card, but I don't want to spend like $20 a piece on it or some shit.
Oh yeah.
It's like fuck.
Yeah, that would
I want that card.
That would have been in like my first iteration of like the mono black build.
I just got a little hard. Thank you for telling me. You're gonna get the rest of the production of the hardness on your leg.
Yes, thank you. That'll be cool though. So there's only 4 cards so far, but spoiler season should be pretty nuts. Boxes are going for like $190 right now. For you know, so it's like $50 under MSRP right now. I figure if you have the money, I think that it's going to be an MSRP priced product. That's my speculation. So I think that you'll be saving yourself $40-$50 if you were to just buy it now rather than later. I think when the spoilers come out, just like what they did with Modern Masters 3, where it's like once they said like fetch lands. And Tarmogoyf was back. Liliana was in there. Everyone was like, holy shit. And it went up to, like, you know, MSRP right away.
Right.
When you could have bought it at, like, 170. So. Yeah. I think it's going to be big, though. I think 25 is going to be pretty big. And I really like, I don't like
the they better make it logo. They better make it.
Yeah. But I do like that the watermark is from the original set. Mm. So like when they had the murder one, it has a little 25 magic thing, you know, for the set symbol. But then in the watermark, it has the M13 as like a big, like it looks like a promo card.
Oh, where so it was originally printed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Like every card's going to have like the background like, yeah. And the text box watermarks yeah. they're talking about?
Exactly. That'd so if it's cool. like from Ravnica, it'll have the Ravnica thing.
That makes like every card almost a promo.
That's yeah, exactly. Great. Exactly.
Oh, fuck wow. yeah. That's okay, awesome. Well done. If that's the case,
first time I heard about that.
That'd be, oh, I really hope that.
I don't know what Jace is going to look like, but I can show you a picture of the other stuff.
Yeah, but if that's the case for like every card in there, that's amazing because that makes like, every one of those have a promo feel to me, and that's great.
I'll look it up. Anyways, you guys continue on. I'll show you some pictures.
So I don't think I mentioned this. I think I did this after our last episode, but I did a interview for a website.
Sweet.
It's for. Let me see.
Fuck yeah.
That's dope.
You're watching right here too.
Sexy. Yeah. Just it's fucking. Gonna
be fun. Like that in foil would be really good. Real good.
Yeah. Amazing. I love that fructus symbol. Like they ever made that spot on. Amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Spot on.
Super good.
So I did a little interview with a website, Gaming Successfully. The Twitter is,
kept yourself real PG.
I mean, yeah, you know, usually I'm not going to include a picture of my balls, you know, with the interview.
Try not to.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish you would.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm one man. But yeah, did an interview. They're a good site. Go check them out. They, are helping a lot of the smaller, magic creators, get their voice out there and stuff like that. So Gaming Successfully, check it out. And I think on Twitter it's at WinTargetGame. I don't know, something like that.
Something like that.
Something like that. Also, fun little story. At work, I was playing MTGO because I take my job seriously, and this like 18-year-old kid peeks over my shoulder, and he starts getting really excited and starts flipping out. Oh my gosh, is that magic? And I'm like, yeah. He's like. Just fucking going crazy.
Like oh. a cartoon. Like he's just bouncing off the ceiling. Yeah. And doing he's like turning into different shapes.
Yeah.
His
yeah,
eyes
like,
are bulging.
Yeah. Eyes are bulging.
Bugs Bunny on the
yeah.
moon. Yeah. So, anyways, I'm like, get out of here, you fucking hooligan. I talked to him later and he's like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Only know, cool kids know how to play that.
Yeah. I'm gonna whoop your butt. You know, he's like already talking shit. And I'm like, okay, yeah. He's like, oh, man, do you know, like, those, the, because I was playing, I think, my, I don't know, I was playing some fucking commander deck, and he's like, oh, see those lands right there? They have ones where, like, the picture takes up the whole thing, and, like, they're, like, a couple bucks now, but, like, in a year, they're each going to be, like, $5. I got a whole bunch of them. And I'm like, oh, the full art lands? He's like, oh, yeah, 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 they're going to be, like, $5 a piece in a year. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And I was like, so what format do you play? And he's like, what? You know, like, what format? He's like, I mean, I just got some cards and stuff. And, like, pretty much, he just...
No idea.
But, like, for that couple minutes while he was explaining the lands and all this other stuff, it was just hilarious to me because he was, like, noob-splaining to me what magic was and all about it. And I'm
I like how you just created a new mansplaining term.
I thought it was spot on, just noob-splaining
well,
to me.
It was good.
He was like trying to explain what magic was and all this intricate stuff, and just like everything he said was like wrong. And then when I asked what format, he just didn't know what a format was. And
so you gonna teach a kid, or you just let him be an idiot?
He's like, oh, dude, you should. Like his mom brought up one of his fucking decks or something, you know, just like a. Mix mash of fucking like a intro deck mixed with other crap, like just no,
it's like seven duresses,
yeah, super casual stuff.
85 cards in
yeah.
the deck,
yeah. So, I was like, sure, I'll bring up like a deck, and
I should say you bring up smallpox,
just bring up, you know, 8 rack and burn. And he's like, I don't like this game anymore.
So you made it seem like you didn't know what was going on. Like, no, I just let you talk, kid.
Well, I don't think he really knows what's going on, but I just didn't say. I just let him talk shit. You know, I was like, whatever, that's cool.
There was a video this week from Saffron Olive where he had he played a Planeswalker from one of the intro or the Planeswalker decks, and it goes infinite for infinite turns with one of the new. It's like that. Remember that creature that Crow would play that was like, if it gets five counters on it, you can remove the counters and take a turn.
Yeah.
It's something like that. A mythic from this last set or whatever. And the I think it's an Ajani Planeswalker, I think. You know, like an overcost, like a six mana fucking whatever. But it has a plus one that you get to reveal cards from top of your library until you reveal a creature card and then put it in your hand. And he only plays the creature that he's able to pay four mana and sacrifice to take an extra turn with. So all he does is just plus one, get the creature out, play it, take her turn. Plus one, and he just does that forever. So it's infinite turns because every time you plus one it only grabs that creature.
We only fucking four of those creatures.
What's that?
You said infinite.
It's not sacrifice the creature, it's sacrifice the counters.
What's that?
You remove the counters.
You sacrifice the creature, but I think it goes back in the bottom of your library or something like that when it sacrifices it.
Oh.
Or something like that. Yeah, I think it goes back in your library.
You're missing the detail there because infinite is not four turns. So I'm just saying, like,
No, it does. It is infinite because, like I said, it does. It you can do it as many times as you want to because the creature. I think it goes back in the bottom of your library when you sacrifice it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up to make sure that's the case, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So, anyways, it's like the reason I'm bringing it up is because one of the guys he was playing against or whatever, he just said like he was like talking shit in the chat. And at the end, he's just like, I don't think I want to play Magic anymore. I think playing against this right now just kind of ruined me for Magic. And it seemed like an actual
sincere
thought, not like because he was upset at the deck. He wasn't like, oh, this is stupid or whatever. He was like, the words were very serious. It seemed like he's like, I think this ruined Magic for me. I don't want to play this anymore because it takes forever because the deck doesn't really have much of like. The win condition is like very slow. It's just like making like zombies off of Our Promise and shit like that. But if you have infinite turns, it doesn't really matter. It's like you just have to play 20 turns in, and then finally you can get in with your fucking dudes. You know what I mean? So it's pretty funny though.
Nice.
Some guy said that. Okay, so also back to Period Blood.
Right.
Something really random. One of the guys at my job site or whatever. I don't really know him. We're just like working together. I hardly know his name, and he's like. My boss takes off. My boss didn't come in the day. He was like, I'm sick. I'm like, okay. So it's like me pseudo in charge. You know what I mean? So a couple hours into the day or whatever, one of the other guys was like, yeah, I'm like having some issues. I'm having like some, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? You know? And he's like, yeah, it's pretty gross. I'm like, well, you don't have to tell me. It's your business, but I mean, you're not going to gross me out. He's like, yeah, I'm just like really constipated or whatever. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know? So he's like, you went to the store, tried to find like some medicine or whatever, couldn't find it. And then an hour later or whatever, he's like, yeah, I think I just got to go home, whatever. Like, I cannot shit. And I'm just, like, wiping blood off my ass.
Casually.
And I'm like, okay. No, it gets worse. And then I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever, you know. And in my head, I'm like, oh, that's not that I'm like, not that you're, like, grossing me out. It's just like, that's weird. I don't know you. So that's weird conversation.
Yeah.
It gets a little weirder. He, later in the night, he goes home, whatever. And then later in the night, he's like, hey, I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, that I wasn't, like, bullshitting with you.
Send you a picture?
And he sent me a picture
of
bloody toilet paper.
God damn it.
From the toilet.
God damn it. What the fuck?
I'll show you guys.
What the fuck? No. I believe you.
And I sent back, I'm like, hey, no problem, you know, feel better. But in my head, I'm like, it's not that I'm grossed out, because I'm like, I don't really care.
No, but what the fuck?
But I'm like, I don't know you.
Yes.
Like, what in your head is like, yeah, just, I'm going to send.
Like, I'm just pseudo in charge.
I'm
gonna where I'm going to fire you
gonna
for
send
fucking having
my,
shit?
My bloody toilet paper from the bathroom. Like, he just, like he's
like, how old is this guy? Is he a greenhorn?
He's our age.
Okay.
No, he's a journeyman.
Then what the fuck?
He wipes his ass. It's all bloody, and he gets his left hand out, and he takes a picture of the toilet paper holding his right hand.
You know, he wasn't in the bathroom, like, and then like, wiped his ass and thought of it. You know, he specifically went to the bathroom to wipe his bloody asshole, so he could send you a picture. He went to the bathroom to specifically send you a picture.
He showed me blood on the toilet paper.
It wasn't like an after.
What's
like,
worse though?
Wait a minute, let me make sure he knows.
Is dirty, dirty period blood, or a picture of a guy's blood that you don't even know.
From his
anus.
Okay, so the picture.
I'm gonna show you guys.
Okay, please. So the picture, that's not what's bothering me. The point that he is so constipated that. Oh, Jesus.
That's not a little dab, dude. That's a lot of blood going out of his butthole.
He sends me, he says, sorry, so graphic. I just want to be transparent about it. Yeah, cool. No problem. fucking weirdo. You just killed my thought.
So, so gross. Woo! Just imagine being so fuck is wrong with people that blood's just coming out of your ass.
Like pouring out of your butthole.
Yeah.
Like, you're pushing, and it's just blood squirting out.
I'll
like...
take stripper blood every day of the week.
This pretty like a syringe shot. Like, you're like, someone's pressure just, like, building up. It's just, shooting out of the
stream. Hey, man, I don't know. I haven't had a bloody butt in a couple years, man. You know, I don't even know. You know. My wiping, my poop game's just, like, it's pretty normal. Haven't had a lot of emergencies lately.
Poop game's on fleek?
It's on fleek, dude. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's on sheet, dude. So it's not too bad. You want to end it with that? Let's just end it with that.
I mean, we could just end it on bloody butthole. Do we got any other magic shit to talk about?
Always.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
You ain't got nothing.
I got nothing. I mean, I'm going to print out these decks, and then I was thinking we got to just probably play some more popper, dude. Some more poppy chulo, bro.
I'm down with the
pops. It's just so cheap, you know? What about your budget commander deck?
I haven't built it yet.
Fuck, dude.
It's a commander deck. There's a lot of motivation for me to get there, and I haven't been very motivated for a while.
Yeah, but it's so cheap. I built my deck with spending $0. I just got every card I had and played it. Because it's fucking budget, so who cares? So it's not like it's very good. It's like okay. And that's what yours can be. Yours can be okay. You could aspire to be okay. Pretty good.
That's hard. Feels good. Never aspired to be okay if I'm not competing in.
Yeah, oh, speaking of shit, you know, I guess we'll end on this. So I posted a poll on Twitter because I was having an argument with my wife.
Ah, yeah, this is important.
Yeah.
You say wife now. I'm no longer girlfriend when he means his fiance.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, now it's just easy. One, boom, wife. Argument with wife I was having, please help by voting and retweeting. She needs to know the truth. When you wipe your butt, do you look at the toilet paper after you wipe to assess how much more wiping is necessary?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, of course. So, 45 votes.
What are you gonna fucking guess? Like, I've had plenty of wives that feel like, okay, it's done. And you look like, okay, just gonna wipe some more.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're walking around like a fucking bum with your asshole itching from shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, I need to look every time because sometimes there's, like, texture. Like, you can feel what's going on.
Right.
In the contact, you're like, yep, that slipped a little bit, so I know I gotta get one more wipe.
So, out of 45 votes, 87% yes, 13% gross. So I went and showed. I left it open for like 5 days. So after I posted it, I was like, "So I'm taking a Twitter poll. And I just want you to know that you're going to be wrong." And she's like, "Well, no, you fucking worded it wrong." So she like backtracked and said that she every time she poops, she will look. But not with, like, the first couple wipes, because she knows they're going to be dirty. And I'm like...
But that's not what you said the first time.
That's obvious.
I look every single time.
Well, that's too much.
The first one gets information. You know, like, is it sludge or is it just a streak?
Shouldn't you feel that when it's coming out?
If it's sludge, then I need to double wrap and make sure my pinky doesn't fucking break through and fucking penetrate the butthole.
You wipe with your pinky?
If it's just...
He's weird at a lot of things. I don't know what's going
like,
on.
Do you wipe with, like, the less dominant side of your hand?
Yeah. Why wipe like that? That'd be weird.
Well, but you have more strength and dexterity in your pointer finger and your middle finger than you do in your pinky.
True that.
Well, how else are you going to train the other part of your hand? You weak half-handed motherfucker. And that's it.
I'll tell you what. I've never had my own pinky in my asshole. I've got to clarify my own pinky on that one. I've never had my own pinky in my asshole from fucking wiping my ass.
Well, neither have I, but...
Well, just in case.
But the dream's still alive. Anyways, I think that's it for this episode of If Lance Could Kill. We are still alive. We're still kicking. Still here. So send us emails, all that good stuff, funny poop stories. We still got some cards to send out and sign. I mean, that is if you guys want them. If not, we'll wipe our ass with them, apparently. And look at them afterwards. So anyways, that's it. I'm Knife City.
Stone Crow.
Hot Sauce.
And we'll check you guys later.
call me Dogboy down in our jungle. I'm a scout, roughneck, no doubt. Top of the food chain, cause I serve. Faces come and some may change, but the chain of command will always remain. Locals will always rule, I say. Surfers will always rule, I say. Locals will always rule Hermosa, CA. But this the thing our mind seems strange. You build it down up on the beach. Too much concrete, now it obsolete. Ah, the tragedy. This is mental anarchy. This is local frequency. And what it means to wave. Local the witch and you feel your pain, your pressure. Local the witch and we feel your pain, your pressure.